One-shots, different games, one shot at a time.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay. This is Sunday slot 2, afternoon slot at CantCon 2012. This is Nathan Pankey. I am running League of Extraordinary Gentlemen 1930s. The undername, I guess, would be of Pseudoscience of Nazi Land. We're running Savage Worlds, and to my left
is John McCauley. I'll be running Indiana Jones. If you don't know who that is, shame on you.
This is Tyler McGeorge. I'll be playing The Shadow. Who knows what lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
I'm Ted Bowlerjack. I'm playing Kazar Jungle Man.
Yep.
Lord of Jungle.
Yes, think Tarzan, but he had a radio show.
My name is Stephen Fitzy. I will be playing Miss Mask. Another obscure character. It's a lot like this.
She is exactly that.
Mm-hmm. For those of you that aren't here, she wears a very low-cut... red dress with a domino mask, honey blonde hair, hazel eyes, and yes. She's a two-gun fighter.
Yep, she's the shadow. Yeah. She's a chick in red with a miniskirt.
This is Jeremy Putnam, and I'm playing Dick Tracy. And if you don't know who Dick Tracy is, well, read a book, read a comic.
Don't see the movie.
Yeah.
Don't see the movie.
That's bad.
Excuse me, I had my rocket helmet on. And I'm Cliff Secord, or I should say I'm Bill Rieger, playing Cliff Secord. And I am the man that occasionally you might see flying through the sky with my rocket pack flaming. I assure you that's perfectly safe. I rarely set houses on fire. And rumor of what happened at the orphanage was just that, a rumor.
And most of the time, flaming is on purpose.
I saved those children. I wasn't the cause of that fire. I am playing the honorable rocketeer of the group.
How fast were you going?
I was not clocked.
Dick Tracy is taking notes.
Oh no, I'm writing him a ticket.
I have a license for this somewhere. I think it's in my back pocket.
It's somewhere.
I'll be right back with that.
So, the league has... actually, this is what I want you to do. You know what? We're going to do something fun. I'm going to use the old dramatic interlude thing. You already started doing it a little bit, but I'm going to use the old dramatic interlude rules. I don't know if any of you guys have ever done this because most people just fight. So, I am going to deal you in, and based on the card that you get, that will determine the sort of story. So basically, I want to know what was happening to you at the moment that one of the league's agents came and found you and asked you to join. Okay? That's what we're all doing. It'll kind of give me a backstory, give you guys a backstory, give us all a little intro. Mask. So, you're not, one of you might be fishing, like a mask. Remember that? Cartoon Mask?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe fishing, or, you know, they'd have to come. You would know that. Bill, no, you wouldn't know that.
I'm looking blankly at the GM at this point.
Oh. No, we all have communication
watches. Okay, there you go.
Is that the one that kills him?
No.
you were actually dead. That's when they found you.
Okay, I'll read out what it is, and then actually, John, I'll have you read them. Let's see what we actually have here. So we have five, a seven, a jack.
Queen and a king.
Queen and a king. Okay. So actually, just read what yours is and apply it to something that you're doing at the moment.
All right, I got the Joker. It says a gift as treasure, but get both a Benny and an adventure card.
Oh my gosh, it's Indiana Jones.
Or two Bennies if you're not using adventure cards.
Ooh, well, apparently. Adventure card.
Yes. What do you want?
It says Benny or Benny and.
A Benny and an adventure card. I want one of each. Well, apparently I received some sort of package while I was at the university. And upon opening the package, it was an invitation to a dinner of sorts at this exclusive club somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yes. I didn't really understand where it was. So, of course, I traveled there, and upon getting there, it was a beautiful dinner and whatnot. And, of course, there was... Someone had to crash the party. It was, of course, Baron Von Red.
Always.
A short scuffle ensued, and out the window I went into a car, which is always available.
With short round.
Short round drove me to this, to a location where he'd received a note to take me to, and we drove on underground, and I'm now waiting in a conference room trying to figure out what's going on. What did I get?
Just injury. Think of the
name. Okay. The shadow received a 5, which means that sort of an injury suffered.
Of course. Yes. Shadow.
Unfortunately, while fighting off masked thugs in a dark alley who were picking on some homeless men, the shadow was jumped from behind and viciously brought to the ground, injuring his leg.
Oh no.
Yes.
They found you in the hospital.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they found you at home because you were recovering.
No.
Sad news. Card.
Kizar was in jungle watching elephant mating, taking notes to learn. When monkey came and told me I was mated. So,
did you get something beautiful?
No.
Wondrous?
I got an anecdote.
Oh, gosh.
So, just remind Kizar of story.
Just remind Kizar of...
Of elephant mating. What's my favorite story?
Yeah.
Best story ever.
What's the important thing I learned? Stay out of the way.
When we last left Miss Mash, she had been captured by one of her nemesis.
Always. She actually is always
bound. Bound to a chair.
With her
clothes tastefully ripped.
It's true, actually.
Barely covered.
One of Dr. Insano's evil henchmen was brandishing a knife to her.
Oh, no.
A look of fear was on her face, but she was able to break free of the bonds and fight all of them off.
Yes.
Escape barely with her life.
But her hair looked great.
Her hair looked great. It was slightly mussed, though. It was a very, very difficult situation she was in.
But then she shook it, and it was back to perfect.
Dr. Insano escaped, but one of the League's messengers found her.
Yes.
Just another night in Toronto.
I know. Those are crazy.
Well, it's a boon.
A boon.
Boom.
A boon.
All right. Here's a dark and stormy night. Rain. Rain. So much rain. I was watching for Pinky the Stabber and Steve the Tramp.
Steve the Tramp. I hate
him. We saw him. Just saw him moving into the warehouse. And I went in. I knew that Larceny Lou was coming in pretty soon, and I had to stop him. I went in and I put a couple bullets into Steve the Tramp. He's still alive. Picky the Stabber came up, I clocked him. And there it was, that beautiful car. Gold rims.
Spinners.
In the 30s.
And then Larceny Lou came up behind me, clocked me upside the head. When I woke up, I was in the trunk. And that's when my watch went off. And I got the call. Before you knew it, Larceny Lou was in the trunk. And I was driving that brand new.
That's right.
That brand new car.
Card.
There's so many awesome names.
Yes, that's the place to be.
At least you could find some information on your nemesis.
Well, I'll tell you, I was looking at this here magnifying glass, and it reminded me of my time when I just couldn't find why that engine was malfunctioning, and we were going down at the time, about 20 miles up, heading towards the center of New York City, and danged if that engine was having a trouble just, you know, moving. So I crawled out over the part of it and lifted the cockpit as it plunged, and yep, it was a loose wire. But I wouldn't have found it if I wouldn't have had that magnifying glass to be able to see which one of those wires was hidden in there. So I'll tell you, whenever we need to save a plane that's plunging down to hit New York City, it's always good to have a magnifying glass.
Gotta have a magnifying glass. So, the good thing about interludes is not only do they give us a little backstory, but everyone gets a penny because of it. Which is always good. Fun, fun, fun. So, you were all given invitations. You were all told to go to the Statue of Liberty, the headquarters of the League in New York, the New York chapter of the League. You're all ferried over there, and it's actually deep with underground, in an underground facility. You come to the island, there's a special button that happens to maybe even look Masonic or something. And you press the buttons, go down deep, 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 deep down. There are millions, you know, hundreds of little test tubes and lots of strange sciencey things. You maybe know something about that. Strange sciencey things. And basically you guys are going down there and you're led down the hall. And down the hall are the greats of the League, of League's past. All of those men who have gone before you and have either died or gone on to retire. And they've saved the world more than one time. And you come to a door that has big insignia on it that's LXG. You come to the doors. You open the doors. There's a long table. And there's a tall chair, and slowly the chair turns around, and Charlie Chaplin, secret agent Charlie Chaplin, is sitting.
Wow. Well, if it isn't the tramp himself.
Oh, Mr. Chaplin, can I have your autograph? This is for Jenny.
I'm doing pantomime because we never hear Charlie Chaplin talk.
There's a reason.
Yes. And he begins to talk. He begins to tell you, "Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for coming. I'm glad you all came. The League is definitely in need of your, how shall we say, unique expertise, abilities, etc., etc. You know what I mean. Well, some of you may know of these theosophists who are starting to emerge on the scene. Actually, everybody give me common knowledge, which is smarts. So roll your smarts die and a dice and your wild die together, and only take one of the numbers.
Yeah, take the highest of the two.
right.
That won't be hard.
Oh, at all. And you have, you probably have Clueless.
Yes.
So that gives you, I think, a minus two.
Minus two on common. Okay.
So you have that minus right. two.
I get it. All right.
So you're off picking your nose, Azar. But that's cool because
he just doesn't know.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with elephants.
So anybody, if you get a success, just put one finger up. If you get a raise, two, and so on. Okay. So, Miss Mask, being the smartest of all of you, actually, it's not that she's the smartest. She just happens to be in the know. She reads all the tabloids. So she has.
I was reading the funny pages on the way.
Yes, you were, and you were in them. So, actually, no, you weren't. So, not in this universe. So, you guys know, those of you who got successes, everyone except for Kazar, knows that that this group, the Theosophists, are a bunch of, they believe in mediums and psychics, and they believe in this, they call it Vril, or Prime, or Aragorn, or there's lots of different names for it, but it's huge, especially the movie stars and the famous people. It's the Scientology of the 30s, and they're really into it. No, I hope that no Theosophists get mad at me right now. There shouldn't be any of you around anymore. But all them Christians killed in World War II.
We didn't tell you. However, we are all members of Steel Bowsers. You must die!
Exactly. Well, he said that there are many strange artifacts that have been taken from various locations around the world that are connected, and we believe that these Theosophists, if you will, are connected. So we would like you to investigate, but there is something even larger going on. Boom, boom, boom.
Larger.
He says, I need to introduce you to someone. And he unlocks the door, and it's nobody famous. None of you guys know who this guy is. He walks in the door, and he's a very unassuming gentleman.
My name is Q.
I would like to introduce you to a Mr. Willy, not Wonka, Willy Ley, L-E-Y, who is a real guy in real life.
Playlines?
Huh?
Playlines?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Willy Ley. Willy, could you please introduce yourself and tell everyone the information that you've recently given to us? So Willy, with a deep, deep German accent, says, yes, where? I have defected from Germany, from Berlin. Recently, I was I'm a scientist, a rocket scientist, to be for sure. Yes, rockets. Rockets. Propulsion.
Yes.
Go fast. I like go fast. I love the American car. We are the Volkswagen people's car. American car. Rum, rum. Go fast.
Oh, yes. V8.
V8. Very good. Yes. So, he goes on, I am a rocket scientist, but also I have another degree, and that is in cryptozoology.
You're like, what?
Actually, everybody just give me another common knowledge check.
I have weird science.
You might.
Seven.
No idea.
I kind
of
smirk.
I'm picking fleas off of.
Yes, you are.
You get off of me.
Yep.
Maybe that's how you do that back in the jungle. Here in the urban jungle. You can buy me dinner at least first.
So, you guys.
Just trying to make you feel comfortable.
Cryptozoology. We're not chasing Sasquatches, are we?
No, but I am studying ancient and lost creatures. I study some of the people would call it a pseudoscience. pseudoscience. You know.
Yes.
Like, I do this. Well, I have been, I was hired by a small group of theosophists who have the name the Thule, Thule Society. T-H-U-L-E, Thule Society. They are a group of theosophists, the elite of the business, the elite of the government, the elite of the movie stars of all of Germany. Mm-hmm. And they have all come together and they hired me to work on many sites. I believe that this group of theosophists are planning on making a weapon. They are planning on finding a way to harness prime or vir energy, your life force. You know your life, you do not know how it comes together, your life itself. I know the last archaeology site. They have been in Antarctica, they have been in Tibet, they have been in the Mayan ruins all throughout Central and South America. They have been in India, they have been in China, they have been in the South Seas. Yeah, everywhere. I've been all over the world searching for artifacts, searching for searching for anything. And I have been giving them information, and I asked them what they needed this information for. And they would not tell me until one day I happened upon some papers. Where are your papers? I saw the papers. I saw papers, and in the papers I saw many blueprints. I saw my designs of rockets.
Rockets? Yes.
I saw my designs being used for weapons, being used to hurt people, being used. I wanted my technology to find things hidden in the past and help us to discover the future. But these men want to destroy what I long to protect. The last site that I was in Iceland. Iceland. That's what we were saying.
Sounds cold.
But my other compatriots, my other friends, they are there, and I was able to escape. But I have a key, and he reaches down.
Starts doing this with his finger.
Oh! At least that's impressive resources.
He says, I have the key. There are doors that they cannot open at the site, but only I can open it. And he says, this is what they're looking for.
Is it the key to the past?
Yeah, I wish.
Okay.
It's a real device.
And I just fucked. I hit the wrong
one. Wow, this is the coolest device ever.
He holds it in the palm of his hand.
Well, these... Well, these tools are typically to build weapons and kill and hurt people, then my course is fairly clear.
I'm glad to help. Saying the Germans are gathering up artifacts to use as weapons and using your rocket technology.
They are. It seems we have found many strange artifacts among... We have found many strange artifacts among the archaeologist sites. There was a strange man. He did not give me his name. He would only go by the name the Colonel.
The Colonel?
The Colonel.
The Colonel.
The Colonel.
I think you said that.
Yes. Dun dun dun. Dun. And he said, of the strange artifacts, he holds out a small version of one of these. Heels out.
That's about right.
Heels out like a, it's about that big.
Knowledge check?
Yeah, you can, for sure. You're an archaeologist.
Six.
Yep.
I don't.
I did a 13 on repair to see if I can figure out what kind of metal this key is made of.
Okay, yeah, it seems like it's maybe made out of a gold something compound. But you think, just having been around metal enough, it feels pliable enough to be gold.
Looks like Gertrude, my cousin from Oklahoma.
Yes.
Is this a smarts or weird science?
I'm going to put it under smarts because it's not your weird science. I think it's connected to like gadgetry.
Okay.
Not really.
Nope. It's metal. It looks funky.
Very metal. Very funky.
It looks pretty weird.
With a six.
With a six?
Yeah.
It looks like... It's interesting because in the past couple of years, decades, you have come upon these types of artifacts that are all very similar and that have all been found different areas of the world, but they all look super like, how is this possible that all the way over here and all the way over from the east as far as from the west, they're getting the same sort of devices, same sort of defining the same thing.
To the fertility idol.
Yes. Well, the thing that's interesting is these are always
apparently
found.
The elephant story will come to pass.
Yes. Well, no. I was going to say this one is different than a fertility one because they're always found as, like the terracotta army, that sort of thing. They're always found as armies. They're not found as
individuals.
Like an idol. Right. It's not an idol. It's something else, like a protector or something. And he goes, I believe that this was ancient technology. Ancient technology. This man, the colonel, is trying to find ways to bring back this ancient technology, to take over the world.
All right.
The world.
I've seen some strange things.
Yeah,
seen some strange things. But what you're telling me here is you've got some weird... What did you say it was?
It looks similar to some of the fertility
idols. Who are you?
Indiana Jones. I'm an archaeologist.
Okay.
A noted archaeologist.
you're an archaeologist. That's
professor.
Great.
You know, I'm always trying to be one step ahead of the
game here.
The National Socialist Party.
I don't know who
Germany?
You are.
Jungle Man.
I have no idea who you are.
But we're,
if you need
the,
me
we're
to investigate something,
two?
That's great.
1920s, so that hasn't quite happened yet.
You smell like you're got about way too much explosives on your back, sir, and I'm not sure you have, license for all that?
Don't need it.
Huh.
Yeah, just check it up. No law against having a rocket pack on your back.
Not in the 30s.
I'll check on that.
Not in the 30s.
Not in the 30s, sir.
It's not even still carry.
I'll check on that.
This isn't concealed.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't say anything about concealed.
Right. No. I meant my gun.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, please, there's enough 45 automatics in this party to go around.
Okay, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin looks at you and goes, League. We need you to stop this secret army.
I think we'll just go up and see what's all going on.
Fine, sure.
Yeah, he's a Tommy gun.
Yeah.
Let's go do this.
Okay.
Where are you hiding that, big boy?
Right back here.
It's in the zip pocket.
So.
In the jacket.
So you're able to come back up. Willie Lay, who's your advisor, is coming with you. And you guys have gotten on a plane.
I've never traveled by red light before.
So as you guys are traveling by map to Iceland,
I am checking with. Well, as we fly, I am checking to see if there's see if any there's law a... against wearing that.
Well,
much
you
clothes.
You do have the eye watch.
Yeah.
Actually, I check on every
your radio
one of
watch, yeah.
Make sure they're all criminals. That one might be.
Yeah, he's definitely probably a criminal.
He's an archaeologist. Only the shadow knows.
Only the shadow knows if he's a criminal. Yes.
So, over to Dr. Jones. So,
actually, the dame's probably
fine. Yes, Dr. Jones. Of course.
The doctor.
I don't even check the dame.
Do you know anything about these items at all? I mean, you seem to have a massive familiarity with them.
Well, yeah. They've been found all scattered all over the world in all the major technological sites of the world. You know, the Aztecs, the Egyptians, in India and whatnot. You know, all these major locations that seem to have technologies and buildings and architecture far beyond what they should have during the time frame that they had these buildings and cities and whatnot. I mean, even the Native Americans had, you know, huge sprawling cities that were bigger than some of the cities we have right now.
That's not possible. They weren't white. That's what.
Well, by the time we got
here, all the white people are saying, everybody at this table.
Yeah, 1920s and 30s, not the most socially enlightened of times.
No. What? No, the savages.
Savages, all of them.
Yes. Well, they were probably taught by white people. That's probably
true.
They were
far more natural.
Of course.
But anyway.
But most of the major architectural cities that were huge and far better run than what they should have been, these types of idols have been found there. So
it's technology.
We're not really sure. Perhaps they just they come to an enlightenment of some sort, and then it just kind of.
It's technology.
Sure, if that's what you want to believe.
So
whatever.
Do you
whatever,
Mr. Watts.
So do you think that this this Herr Lay might have some credence with the stories?
It's not proven of anything.
He's in one of the seats in the plane.
Mostly what I do is I just find the artifacts and I like to bring them to the museums and whatnot. And quite often the Germans tend to be, you know, one step ahead of me, or at least, you know, emissaries who sell them to the Germans.
So. Whatever.
Well, let's hope we're not too late this time.
Sorry, no.
So, you guys are in there. Willie Lay is talking about baseball and rockets to Cliff Secord, the Rocketeer.
Yeah, that boy's.
And you guys are talking about more important things. Maybe.
What is your name?
Miss Mask.
Miss Mask. Interesting.
Yeah.
She's born with that name. That's her legal name.
Very attractive, by the way.
Yes.
No, that's her edges. It's very attractive.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Jones is, of course, charismatic.
No, she's saying
that.
I'm very attractive, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm very attractive, by the way. She knows that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I start the conversation.
Yes, it's true.
Well, you have a beard.
Of course,
so.
Very attractive.
I'm kind of a big thing, you know?
Yeah. People know me.
People know me. So, as you guys are on the plane...
People know me.
Willie says, oh no.
What's the matter?
Shut up, Willie.
How is this? He hasn't. And he pulls out of his pocket the key, and the key is starting to glow. He goes, Zahir. You put it in your pocket. Okay, as that happens, you hear a clack against the walls. Then you hear another clack against the wall. Then you hear another clack against the wall.
Moving on. The airplane?
Okay. Right.
No!
You're on an airplane.
I get the best of the two cards. So.
Cinches down his fedora.
Yeah, actually, I get more cards, too.
Well, how many do you
I'm
get?
I'm level 10, so I get at least two.
Okay. You know, I get the best of two.
If the shadow gets that card, he actually gets to go first.
Well, I get the best of two.
I know.
Two is too late.
Oh, jeez. Okay. On best of two or three?
Best of three.
He gets the best of three, I get the best of two.
Okay.
So this is his.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or are we mostly all...
Do you guys have any of those level-headed or quick or anything?
No, no, I just got the one.
Okay.
I
got
both.
Okay, so, initiative, Joker, Ace.
Well, since this is a tri-motor, you know, with the door on the side, I just go through and jump out.
You are going to start that Joker up.
He jumps out and then worries about starting it.
You never start it in the plane.
No, I know. He has to always jump out and then...
Right. I wasn't sure if I could do that, but yeah. As soon as I'm out of...
As soon as the door opens, I grab my hat to make sure it's not going to go flying off. My hair is
so much hairspray.
I did slam down the...
Oh, yeah, that's a given. Okay, what are you doing?
Has it been 20 bucks?
I got to see what's going on.
Okay, give me a piloting check.
You should be
pretty stinking good.
Quick question. No, has it been about 24 hours?
Since when?
Whenever we left the LXG headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
It's been okay. And I am no longer fatigued.
Yes, you're fine.
I've fully recovered from my ordeal at the hands of Dr. Insano.
17.
17.
Well, barely made it, but yes, I do.
Barely made it with 17. So you're flying around, and you can see above. Give me a notice check. Okay. You're flying around, and there's about a dozen of these.
Excellent. I'll have to stop that, because that was the whole purpose of it. Yes.
Nobody else sees them yet.
Yes.
So, you see about a dozen of them.
I'm going after the...
And one with a really pointy hat. Even pointier than that.
Well, I'm not sure if they've seen me or not. I suspect they might have.
No.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm going to slip up behind one and see how well it does.
Not even close.
In that case, I'm slipping up behind one and seeing how well he does without the rocket pack.
Okay. Just give me fighting, just because you're trying to rip it off of him. Flip C card.
Well, the whole purpose of this.
It's a good thing you have five.
The whole purpose of this.
Come on, Botch.
Yes.
There we go.
Oh.
At least a five. Okay. I'll accept that because at least that's an average fighting roll.
But his parry's only five.
That's all I needed.
And honestly, you probably had the drop. So you were able.
Then I got a raise.
Yes. So you were able to grab this guy and unclip him. And he's like, what the?
This technology should never be a Nazi
hat. Nine!
Click off.
Okay. Yeah. Ace. Oh, you still going?
Yeah. If I get a chance, you know, fly them, toss this into the into the plane, so that they've got one.
Okay.
You know what?
Give me a throw. I don't know if you can have throwing.
Oh yeah, actually I do. Okay. It's not good, but I've got it.
Okay. Here's the success.
I'm so good at that.
One of these. So.
Technology.
Four. Yes. You're going in.
Keep going.
No problem.
Good. Seven. So you threw, and you guys see this backpack just get thrown. Looks like a backpack, a rocket pack.
No, it looks like a rocket pack because it looks a lot like what I'm
black, wearing. Except different colors, but it's all black, and it's thrown inside the compartment.
Oh, great. It's still on.
No, I
Ace,
just
saw. King, Queen, Jack.
Okay. He opened the door.
Yeah, I opened the door.
I go to the door.
Yes.
What do I see?
Give me notice.
Notice. That should be a D10. Six.
You see something like that.
Okay. I open fire with my machine gun.
Oh, you have steady hands.
Oh, I've got rock and roll.
Okay.
Rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll.
Which, of course, you're on the plane, so that might not help.
Yeah. Totally. That count as unshakable.
Rock and roll, because rock and roll is...
Ignore full auto penalties.
You can't, you don't have the auto fire penalty. It doesn't give you the unshakable platform penalty. That needs steady hands.
Yeah, I'm half cocked. I jump the gun. Oh. Yeah, so I see him and I just open up.
He's funny because he's a detective and his whole thing was he shoots first and asks questions later. It's like
typical detective, you know, from the 30s. Yeah,
that is exactly how detectives work.
In the 30s, yes, it was. Oh, he's guilty. How do you know he's guilty? He just looks guilty.
So, you don't have the, which I think it's for, what is it, for every full auto is for every...
He doesn't have that penalty. All he has for a penalty is minus two.
Okay, yeah. So you're still at minus two. Five.
Okay, now you keep rolling. No, you need a few more of those, because you're on auto, so you need two more of those.
Yeah, what's the rate of fire if you're on the gun?
It's three.
It's three. That's fine.
Yeah,
two more D10. A three and one more.
In a wild.
Oh, ten. Which explodes to 11. So you got 11, a five, and a six, because the three is ignored.
Well, yeah, I mean, two of them are raises, easy. Like, that's one.
11, with... 5, and 6.
So, 2d6.
11, 5, and 6.
Okay, so two, and then one with the raise.
One with the raise.
So, the one.
Whoa.
6, keep going. Alright, so the 11, first guy 12, gets 13. 13.
Oh, yeah, one guy. And he's kind of strapped on. And he goes through the propeller.
And then the one with the raise.
Yep.
An extra dice, right?
That's right.
Yep, always.
And
roll it again. One.
Okay, so that's
10, 10, 16, 17. Oh. Does he explode?
Oh, I'm waiting for it.
It's
rocket
AP 1, by the way.
Yeah.
It's armor-piercing 1.
Oh, yeah. They're
okay,
fine.
And then 2d6 for the last guy.
Did the last one hit? Oh.
Yeah, they all hit. The one was a raise.
10.
10.
Because of...
Blew him right out of the water.
There's
Jack.
Three more down.
Ah!
10, 9, 8, 7,
7. 7 spades beat 7 clubs.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the front of the plane and get an idea of what's out there.
Okay, they're not in the front because it's still the plane's still flying. There's a pilot still flying the plane.
Okay.
They're all on basically this side.
Okay. You look at I'll just look out the
fuselage.
Window.
Okay, you're looking out the window on the wing. You can see on the wings, little gremlin, no. On the wings, you,
I shoot it, too.
Flying.
Yeah. This is a little rocket thing.
This is all a little rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
I love that.
Okay, and you can see in there.
Technology.
Husband.
Is there a door on that?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to basically say that it probably has the door that he's hanging out of right now, and then it might have a escape door somewhere.
Actually, there's usually a hatch on top.
Oh, okay.
Because to walk on the hatch, there's and one door on the side. We just got a picture of the plane, so I know how it works. You got windows
that windows roll on the side.
But they're not huge. I mean, they're right. Fairly small. So a woman might be able to climb through one. Most guys couldn't. No way.
Think of the
they're
old
too bulky.
Planes from like yes. Indiana
yeah,
right. Jones.
Yeah, tiny yeah. Windows.
So you can do the hatch.
Okay, I'll do the hatch.
But I try to clip on.
Yeah.
Or grab that rocket pad.
Technically, they didn't have a whole lot of anything like that.
Well,
so.
I have no piloting skills, so I'm going to avoid the rocket pad.
That would be funny.
But you could pop the hatch and go halfway out.
Yeah.
And
Dick Tracy didn't
see,
think
like,
about piloting skills. He still thought about just putting it on and going.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah.
You actually
can do
piloting.
It.
Do you?
He doesn't have.
I'm pretty certain that
you're. No, he doesn't have piloting.
He's not driving.
Tracy
would
have
tried.
He's a driver.
He's a driver.
He would have tried.
Fucking Ewok.
All right, I'll pop out the hat.
It's all right, that's why I'm
here myself, so I don't go flying away.
Okay.
And then two shots.
It's like driving.
Yep.
45. Just with
two
points.
Shots, 45.
It's like driving.
Okay, so do you have?
I have the.
I'd like to use, dexterous
I'd like to use my driving skill.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so you're like
if you finish each shot, each dragon, like we'll get a wild die and a shooting.
Yeah.
With no penalty.
So do this.
Oh.
What's your shooting?
D8.
D8. So.
Well,
two.
I start. I have
this
five.
Guy twice.
Okay. I have yeah, five bennies and three. Four of them.
Oh, good.
It's up to one action. Because I'm
and that's it.
So right,
two hit. It hits with 8-1. So each what? One, whatever the damage is, with your 45.
I got 2 5s. So
I'm lucky.
D6 plus 1.
You said I did just jump out of a plane.
Really?
I'm Rocketeer. Of course I jumped out of the plane.
It's only a D6 plus 1? Or a 45?
See, Winchester Magnum 45.
Should it be 2d6? Should be 2d6.
Yeah, it should be 2d6.
Plus 1.
Yeah, plus 1.
Okay.
Two dice six.
Yeah, change that. It's 2d6. Plus 1.
I have the same problem on mine.
Sorry.
8.
It's okay.
8. Yes.
And 8.
8. Both. Bam. Bam.
Nazis.
Rocket Nazis.
Similar to Crocky Nazis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, 7 clubs.
7 clubs.
Miss Mask.
Yeah.
Is it here?
There.
So
amazingly, her hair even looks better.
So, exactly.
The
Rocketeer has decided to leap out of the plane.
Dick I like the rocket behind.
It's a full page spread.
Dick Tracy has drawn.
Oh, I'm just loading.
Just standing
on
by
him.
The door.
Yeah.
I love the
laying
fact
down the land.
I love the fact you are on a parallel aircraft and you're just shooting everywhere.
He just
on this
walks
plane
up there and just
over like Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
I quickly pull one of my 45s. Still holding onto my red hat.
Do you have both?
I don't
fisted
have
fisted and
I do, but I'm only using one right
okay,
now.
Okay, go for it.
I'm gonna smash one of the windows.
Oh, holding your hat.
I had to hold my hat. Smash the window I'm near and kind of aim out there, see what they're all shooting at.
What are you shooting at?
I don't know what you're shooting at yet, but
there's no other way to get out here and help.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bird.
Go for it.
So there's rocket Nazis around here? Or
oh, there's like, there's still probably like 8. Easy.
Then I take a
shot.
There's
like a little more than a dozen when you had them before, so yeah, there's more.
Shooting is a D8. Okay.
Yeah, we've only knocked out 6.
Okay. That is a success. So.
Now,
yes.
For this round, I don't know if I did the steady hands or not. We'll just start next time.
Ow.
Sorry. That's fine.
The pilot's been keeping it pretty
very,
level, but
very
now that we're
still
under attack, he's taking evasive
action. But for us, it's starting to get that way. Yeah. Go
so
for
that
it.
Is a 5
so
and a
6.
Up to the time that the pilot decides to start doing, we've been moving pretty
so
steady.
So 9, oh, 9 yes. damage.
And when the pilot starts dodging, that's when Indiana Jones gets a lot of the planes.
9 damage.
9!
This is what he does.
When he hears explosions.
That's why I'm leaving for you, Dr. Jones.
And auto fire going on.
He jumps out of the plane with his parachute.
He clicks on the autopilot, runs back, says, "Excuse me, Dick."
Throw me.
Hey, wait a second.
Wait a minute, wasn't that our pilot?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. I'll be fine.
7,
what?
6, 5.
That always happens.
Oh, I'm 6. Sorry.
7, 6.
Oh, of course.
Oh, 6.
9, paying attention. So as that's going on,
no one's screaming Dr. Jones yet, so there's not a problem.
Dr. Jones!
What?
Short round somewhere underneath the seat.
Dr. Jones!
What?
Shut up!
How do you get everywhere?
I'm Lido!
It's worse, it could be Willy from Temple of Doom.
Same.
Please no.
Same thing.
So,
far more annoying,
let's
though.
Let's see. First one is, there's a guy who's up there, and he's trying to clock you, okay?
Yeah, sure he is.
6... 10.
My parry's 7, so he hits.
Oh! Okay, and he's gonna do not very much because he's 3.
Like I said, I wear this helmet for a reason. I block his fist with my head.
Yeah.
Clang, ow!
So, for next is you see one of them pull out. They have something on the wrist. It lights up. He points it as he's there, trying to come towards you. Points it, tries to shoot, and a 5 shoots you, and
That's definitely illegal.
You have to ask him. I said, wait a minute, do you have steady hands? Because I know that you're...
He does.
Damn.
You're a rocket Nazi. They,
yeah.
They're
rocket Nazi steady. Probably should have steady
15,
hands.
16, 17.
I don't know why, because I don't.
17.
Damn.
My toughness is a 6.
Well, so, yes. Then that's 11. What?
Then that hurts.
Yes, it hurts bad. It
stings a little.
That's 2 wounds, potentially. Spend a Benny.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Soak some. You don't know if you're going to ever get this back again. Toughness?
Is it toughness and it's bigger? Bigger, yeah, D10. Plus your normal thing.
Looking for a high number.
Yep.
10. There you go.
Whoa.
You soaked them both.
Yep. That's it.
You don't need, really need it. Yeah.
Awesome. So he shoots you.
That's right.
You have no idea. And it's like,
I'm Dick Tracy. Come on.
But he just, you know, he did ruin your raincoat.
Exactly.
Now he's in trouble.
And there's a guy that's actually right up there with you. He's trying to kick you right in the face.
Ow.
Six. Only 6.
I would say hit you.
Yeah, yes. I think so.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parry 7.
2, 4,
my parry is
6.
A single digit, so.
Oh.
He said he was trying to kick you. Actually, just kind of dragged his leg across
exactly.
The
room. Like, curse my club foot.
It's like, man, it's... Wow, it's really windy out here. And then, let's see, who else attacked?
She did, out
Miss
the window.
Mask.
Yeah, I shot out the window.
Out the window, one of them's going to try to grab your arm.
Okay.
If he misses and grabs your
6,
head, you'll be pissed.
8, so...
That matches my parry.
Yes. He is going to...
Just matches, though. It just matches.
So it's just a regular hit.
It's just a regular hit.
Oh, okay. 3. He tries to grab you.
Hey, hands up, big boy.
You have to pay for that privilege.
I'm not that kind of girl.
And last but not least, there is a... everybody give me a notice check.
Notice.
No, everyone who's not looking out, but is inside.
Oh. Well,
actually, no, everybody, screw it. You're all going to see this.
Everybody's out looking. No, everybody. Okay, there goes the pilot.
The camera's going to take time to show this to the audience. So
11.
Everybody, the audience is going to see it. You're going to see it.
Yeah. Okay.
I got success.
Got 11.
Kate, fingers.
5.
No.
Yes.
Just notice. Yeah. Yep, 4. It's enough. So that's 1. Awesome. So everybody sees, the guys up see this. They see one of these guys who's maybe a little bit bigger, has a nice pointy, a nice little pointy top, and you see him light up this, and he goes, and he's cutting a circle, a hole in the top. And the guys on the inside can see Willie Lay just kind of sitting there against, and there's this thing right above him.
Somebody better grab him.
Well,
okay,
apparently
5.
What took me so long is I had to retrieve my fedora, which I always have to do. I get back on.
He's changing out of his tux again.
He quickly whips out his whip and snaps it around Willie Lay and pulls him over. Unfortunately, it snaps Willie's neck.
That's on a 1.
Instant kill.
Did he finish cutting the hole?
Yes.
All right, he's in the middle of it. He's going to drop through the next round.
Okay. Snap. I'm going to get him around the ankle. Around the ankle with a whip.
Oh.
Drag him in?
Well, no, he hasn't kicked it in yet. Like, he's still... He's
going to
do this. He's going to go...
You could help him out by putting some holes through the roof.
That'd be good.
Okay.
Well, I just get Willie out of the way. Come on, Willie.
Okay.
I just direct him out of the way.
Just grab him and get him out of the way. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, 4.
I
was going to grab Willie, but...
Then I wait.
I'll punch at the hole.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's going to come in.
Basically, I just tell Willie to move on, and
well,
I'm just like...
That's the most sensible among us, this fight.
Yeah.
Two-fisted? Just think,
sensible.
This is on a radio show.
Two-fisted action.
No minis, because it's on the radio.
That's what he always winds up doing, fist cuffing some big monster.
So, you're going to try to punch it?
What do you got?
So give me a fighting. That's going
to
be your wild die and your fighting.
I still like the idea when he just pulls out his gun and shoots the guy.
Bang. Wasn't that one of those just spur-of-the-moment kind of things you just did?
Harrison.
Yeah. Is that a one?
So he's like, oh, screw that.
Yeah,
bang.
One, four,
hey, he got a one on his fighting die trying to punch up. And
was
I'm going to say...
successful otherwise? On his wild die?
He was four, so... But he didn't...
No, that's not successful.
No, because it's an inanimate object, but everything has a two. Inanimate objects, because he's trying to punch the hole. Inanimate objects have a two. But I'm going to say you're going to punch it, but he maybe came down a little quicker than he thought he was going to.
Okay.
So he's down and you're down.
Punches through and gets his fist stuck.
Oh, your fist is stuck, yeah. Okay. Top of the round.
Best of two.
Three.
Best of three.
Wow.
Oh.
Yes.
Two of those cards. Alright, Queen of Spades.
Another one.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Yes!
Okay, the Joker's come
Joker
up.
Gets due.
The Joker
to everything,
can go whenever he wants.
Anytime.
If he was shaking, or not anymore. You have a plus two to all trait rolls.
Okay.
Fighting, shooting, and a plus two to all damage.
That not shaking anymore, house rule.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Which I might just be stealing from when I actually run 7.
Well, it does kind of help. Sometimes.
So I have a plus two to every trait roll?
Anything you do is a plus two.
Right?
No, including damage.
Well, then never mind.
Everything you do is plus two.
Okay. So,
that's the easiest way to do it. Everything you do is plus two.
At the big bad Nazi.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm sticking out the top of the rope.
He turns around, shoots
down the rope. I got game shot.
Bangity bangity.
Cut into our plane, will you? Who gave you permission?
Exactly.
Starts blowing in the breeze.
And then plus two.
Benny, then.
You got Benny's too.
There you go. Seven. That hit.
Seven will hit.
Nine.
Nine.
Oh, with a raise.
And then another nine.
Nine with a raise.
That's so 3d6
three
plus
dice
one
six
twice.
Plus
yes.
One.
3d6 plus one plus two.
Yeah, 3d6 plus three.
That's right. Twice.
Six of 12.
11.
It's okay.
Yeah, 16, I know.
19.
That's what these guys are for.
19 once. 19.
Yeah, that's
nine.
Three.
What was it?
19 and 9.
Doesn't add. It's one hit with a 19 and one hit with a 9. A 9 probably just shakes him.
Yeah.
No,
of course, the 19-9 was
after
the
19.
So, thank you, sir. So,
give me the rest of the deck.
Yeah, you're still going to have to
wait.
I know. But.
Okay.
19 on the first.
So 19 on the first is...
Did we die? Maybe.
I hit with two raises, so that's two wounds. But I'm going to actually try to...
Yeah, absolutely.
Soak that. Yeah.
Soak it.
He should have a couple of things anyway.
Yeah.
He had the pointy hat.
He had a pointy hat.
Exactly.
Pointy
hat. And probably his own theme music slightly.
So he gets his own theme music. So.
Yeah.
Success and rings. Success and rings.
It's not like me, who I make up my own theme music.
Oh.
You got another Benny. I would use
it.
I at least want him to shoot something.
I don't think he's going to get to that. But.
That's a success and raise.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
so and then the second one, shake it.
Yes,
down.
I'm done, but the next one is a nine.
That'll shake.
That'll shake, but jeez. I will...
Gonna soak?
No,
gonna
and
just
I'm just
no
gonna
roll.
Remove it.
Yeah, so it just goes away.
Great. Right. Joker, king, or ace, king.
Ace, actually.
Yeah,
totally missed that. Guys, grab me. In that case, I'm going to just kind of pull him back into the side of the plate a couple of times.
Pull him in and hit him in the...
Smack him in the side of the head a few times.
Pretty much going to be like what unlucky Louis who smacked you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
We're on a stable platform at this point, right?
Unstable.
So it doesn't matter on fighting.
It doesn't matter on fighting.
Yeah, because it's only the shooting.
It's only
shooting.
That is a five.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, no, no. Yes. Yes. Fire. Here's a five.
So damage on a...
fist is 1d4.
Okay.
Strength. Is your strength.
Yes.
Plus one, probably.
Oh, is it?
I think it's just strength.
It's just strength.
That's right, because most weapons are like strength plus a die type, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So strength plus... It's just strength.
He's just pounding his head against the wall.
Oh. So it's one damage.
Yeah. Basically, he's
me. Nothing's happening. He's just, oh, God, my helmet is still on.
Thank God, this doesn't hurt as much.
It's hastily tearing the sleeves of my jacket.
Queen.
All right. Bang.
he's like,
he's not coming down.
Gotta make sure of this.
Exactly.
Let's see, what's his shooting? Shooting.
Oh, this is cool because he's shooting blind.
Yes, which is minus
six. He's just firing blind. You know roughly where the guy is, but you don't see him.
I don't aim for the hole?
No, there's no hole.
There's no hole yet?
Yeah. Look, seriously, there's no hole. He was getting done cutting the hole, and he punched through the hole, and his hand stuck.
He's somewhere up there.
Six.
No, mine is six.
Yeah. You put a small bullet hole through it.
He's going like this. There's a hand that comes up and then a bullet.
Congratulations, Indy. You have successfully hit the plane.
I even pulled, so it was even harder for me to do because I pulled the weapon and then shot. That was a minus eight then.
I know.
What was I thinking?
Oh, well.
Okay, Queen, 10.
I'll holster it back.
I got a 10 of hearts.
Hearts.
And hearts go before clubs.
Yep, you throw it in.
All right.
Hearts and Jimmy.
So what I'm going to do...
And then I'm last.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go... And tackle that guy off the plane, because I don't want him doing that kind of stuff to our
Perfect.
Plane.
Perfect.
Is this... You want me to use piloting, or you want me to use fighting?
Well,
because I'm going.
All you're trying to do is ram them, right?
Technically, I'm trying to go. So it's
but you're on the ground.
It's a catch because he's standing there.
And
I have to buzz right by the plane. I can do both.
Well, no, because this is what I would say. Give me a roll for rocket, but it's not technically the action's movement.
Right.
So it's not multi-action penalty. So do a roll for piloting, just so you can see how steady you were.
Right.
And then do a roll for fighting and try to grab.
No problem.
Okay, but I'm not giving multi-action because that's your movement. It's not like you're having to do anything differently than running.
It's seven. I'm fine with the piloting.
Yeah, perfect.
And then... they both ace. So that's 13 or 9. I'll go with the 13.
Yeah, versus parry?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. He has a... that's a with a raise. Easy.
Excellent. So I'm going to get my strength.
That's two raises.
I'm going to get my strength. I'm going to get a d6.
Two raises. Good.
Strength and a d6. And... but get the extra raise, we'll see how he does with his rocket pack unbuckled.
Yes.
That gives me nine.
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 Yes, his toughness is eight.
So he's going to raise. He's going to be shaken.
Very shaken. I'm going to take it.
Yeah. And since he's also unbuckled, bye. That would explain why he's shaken.
Yes. He is... currently falling to his death.
He's got a rocket back.
Rocket man.
That's the guy. I got it.
But, so the big guy's gone, but now you still have these, like, probably minion-y guys still left.
Yeah,
but the big guy is always good to get rid of.
Technically,
Yeah, we took out six initially, and then...
So there'd be like seven, I'll say.
And then I don't know how many we've taken out this round, if any. I don't think we've taken any.
I think you've all been focused on the big guy. Yeah.
Do I see the guy grabbing on the Dane?
Yes.
Okay.
He's being like,
oh,
quick draw.
Gosh.
I quick draw my pistol out and yell out, quick grabbing the Dane.
And then hands off, buddy.
Don't be fresh. Oh,
that works. Explodes. Seven.
Come on. That's still fine. Seven is fine.
So seven minus two is still a five. You hit.
Yes.
But unfortunately, my Colt is only D6.
It's two.
Oh, is it?
That's two. A typo.
Okay, that's still fine. 8, 9, arm piercing one.
Yes. You shoot him.
Ha!
Okay.
He is shaken.
Okay. Tip my hat, and then I'm going to move over to the rocket pack that's in there.
Oh my god.
So you let go of the guy you were fighting.
Thanks, detective! Well, he shot at me.
He wasn't fighting. He wasn't fighting. He shot at him.
So basically, I just move. I fire, because I have quick draw. I fire. I'm holding the other gun in my
hand.
Fire, and then I just move inside the plane.
I turn over to see you. Thanks, detective! Give you a wink,
and then I'm last.
My hand's still up in that hole.
Punching women?
Yeah,
you can pull it.
You're really still in the hole, but
so has it been cut enough? I can pull it.
You can probably
in.
Pull it down. Give me a general strength. So strength.
It's all the same.
Seven.
Yes.
Yeah.
You pull it right down.
Okay. So it almost looked like you missed.
But there is now a giant hole in the plane, and Rocket Maxes can get in.
Yes. Not
which
giant,
is what
man size.
Jungle
anyway.
Warrior wants.
Yes. Not giant rocket. Not
it's
giant.
Man size. Anyway.
Yes.
Is that all
he's
I can do? That
some men are bigger than others.
Is that all I can do at that point? Is
your mother's been telling you stories about me?
Well, you can do something else, but it'd be a negative.
It'd be a negative two. Every other action after your first is a negative two. Then your third action, you have to roll agility. You can see if you can make it. Then it's still another negative two.
You can
technically, you're supposed to announce how many you're doing, what actions you're doing,
and then
you total up all of that after the first action. So, and then that penalty is applied to every action. So, usually after two actions is about most people are willing to
push. Because it's a minus four.
Yeah. Okay. No, I get the hole open up. Giving Indy a shot now.
Oh, yeah.
A clear shot.
Another.
There's nothing
all,
to shoot at.
They're
now.
All.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm up next. As that goes on, this guy who's getting pulled.
Yeah.
This guy's getting pulled by her. He's going to try. Because you've grabbed his arm, right?
Wait, actually, I haven't let go of my gun. He grabbed hold of me.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, he's gonna still keep trying to grab a hold of you.
Okay.
Oh, I thought still I shot him.
You did, but
he was shaking.
Oh, shaking.
Yeah, he's shaking. He wouldn't
yeah,
let go.
Yeah, I shot him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's recovered from shaking.
So he needs to get a success and a raise to do anything this round.
Yeah. No, I know.
Ooh, he doesn't even get a success. You can use a GM Benny, though.
No.
I encourage that.
Yes, he does. He encourages everyone to use Bennies, no matter what he does. So, you're going to have that guy that was flying around, that was got you. He's on his second pass trying to shoot you.
It's fine. I moved into the plane. So he can
you did? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, he's
going
to try to head into the plane, then.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Coming
so,
through the door
inside.
Behind you.
Oh. It's tight quarters in here.
8, 9, 10, 11. So he comes in and tries to knock you in the head for 11. What's your parry?
That's going
to
hit me. My parry's a 7.
Oh, good. Okay.
That hits with the raise.
So he's going to...
D4 and a D6.
He can see from behind.
Yeah, you get that a lot.
You had a really sore spot there.
7...
Well, maybe
eight.
You should not have made the
that's your
a
toughness.
Circle haircut.
Toughness is a 6.
You're shaken.
Shaken, not sure.
Ah. Strangely, I have no penalty. Oh, it's missing. Though, actually.
Uh-oh.
Duck. Oh, it's not your turn yet. You might as well wait for it.
Yeah, because you can wait on your turn.
Duck.
Is there anybody chasing down to try and rescue the
well,
guy?
The The other ones are all trying to drop down in the hole, but I'm actually going to see if they can all even make it in the hole because it's a little hole.
What?
Yeah, man size, one at a time.
I know, and I'm going to make them each make a. I'm going to say the first guy is in, but every other guy needs to make an agility check to even get in.
Oh, I start piling up.
And he makes it. He makes it. He does not make it. And he does not make it. So three guys are inside the plane.
Plus the one guy from behind.
Actually, we might as well just do this.
Ha-ha!
Big wings. So, we'll say that somewhere around here there is the hole. They're in something like that. And they're in the hole.
And really, the one guy that's...
And he's above.
No, he's behind. And the one guy
really?
That flew in. That flew in behind him and hit him. And then back.
Are you in the back?
He's
in the front.
The door is.
I thought he was up here.
The door is always on the side back there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's back here. And that's where you are. Is this guy. Actually, just give me one. Well, here. I'll do this. No minis. There you are. So, bam, 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 you're getting hit at a window over here.
Yeah.
Just so you can kind of remember. And then then all you guys are back here with Willie right around here.
Where am I sticking up out of the...
You'd be
right around here.
Right here.
Okay.
Because it's above the winged area.
Okay.
In the center.
That's you.
That's the guy I'm fighting.
Perfect. So, these other guys are outside the plane. They're still, like, they're not able to get inside.
Oh, sweet.
This is where Indian lay, and all those guys. Indian lay, your guys right in front of
you. Okay.
You got
to
protect lay.
So they drop down, and they're going to start trying to move, but they're not going to do anything because they already tried squeezing through this guy. This guy's the only one who'll be able to try and grab. He's going to try to grab Willie. Or actually, he's probably going to try to go through you.
Yeah, he'd have to go through him because John was there, was there to protect lay.
And he is going to try to punch you, but he only wants 5, so doesn't get too far.
Yeah.
Hurry up, 7.
Okay, we're at the top of the round.
I dodged my chin.
You shuffled him, but you might want to cut him.
Is that it?
We're fine. That way all the jokers...
It's Indy. He needs to take a few punches in the fight.
Oh, yeah.
But I did shuffle him.
Okay.
Best of 2?
How many do you get?
Best of 3?
Oh, Lord.
Oh. Shadow got his own card.
Oh, that's funny.
I get 2, but if they're both... Okay. Let's get 2.
Shadow.
Okay. Shadow, darn.
The shadow? Okay.
Ooh, the shadow got the shadow.
I know. I think first up is the king.
Okay, so I'm going to try to get out of shaken first.
That's spirit.
So
you got, I probably don't get my command thing.
No, you don't get it. Everybody else does.
Because you're leader.
But with D8, you can do it. Get it with a raise, just for the heck of it. So D8, yes. That's a success. You're unshaken.
Okay, unshaken.
But that's your turn.
That's your turn.
Alright.
Okay. No, king.
Oh, yeah. Can I take an extra action with penalty?
You would have to take an extra action. You'd have to take a penalty to your shaken, wouldn't you?
No, what happens is, if he would have been spent a Benny, he could have taken an action. Otherwise, he needs a raise.
Okay.
Oh, I'd spend a Benny. I don't care.
Well, you should have spent Benny to take care of the... Have you played Savage Worlds before?
Yeah, it's just been a while.
Okay. You spend the Benny first.
Okay.
That removes the shaken automatically, and that allows you to take your normal turn.
Okay.
I think you'd rather do that.
Yeah, I'd much rather do that, because what I want to do is pick up the rocket pack.
Strap her on?
No, I turn it around.
Oh, my. Flamethrower in the plane, yeah!
Wow.
No, I'm just going to turn it on at them.
Flamethrower in a plane,
in the plane.
And this guy?
And then say, bye. Poonk.
Okay, I'm going to give you... Hopefully you know how to work this thing.
I don't. I just try to look for a switch.
Let me look at what you're...
Yeah, weird science.
Hold this for a second.
You might be landing.
I need weird science here. Anything?
I am.
Didn't the pilot already jump out?
Gadgeteer?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not really sure.
I don't think so. Weird science. Okay. I think they were talking about it.
He should be able to.
Yeah,
I was trying to use
that. Spook the pilot. So far, I don't think the pilot's seen anything.
Punch me.
The cabin's been depressurized.
Well, but back in the day,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
See ya.
Yeah, 20.
he's like, he pick it up, and the guy's like,
hi. <Bye. like>,
but that rocket is going to push you.
Damn straight.
Something fierce. Roll me a...
Right
roll me,
into the 3D no, no, no.
Roll, I want you to roll me... I want you to roll me 3D6.
Okay.
I want to know how many squares it pushes you.
Dick Tracy would be like, you punched me in the back of the head, will you?
That's awesome.
That doesn't explode.
Yeah.
That doesn't explode.
Because awesome. It's like movement.
Yeah.
Okay. So
15 squares.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, four. Agility, boys. Yep.
No, nope. Yes, that's good.
Yep. Man, he's shaking. Who's this?
That's me. This guy's oh. Excited.
I'm my
but
head's
he's
down.
He's actually
4, he's up 5, up, 6, 7, no, 8, wait. 9, 10, 11,
he's
12.
He's in the
hit country. The door.
Fun. I'm probably shaking again.
Still on.
Hitting you. I'll just
does, you
shaking
would have taken
2 points of damage, though.
Does anything catch on fire?
I know. That's why I'd be worried about turning. That's
fives
why I turned the rocket pack off.
It's too
busy
adventure. I think just something catches on fire.
Five.
Everything catches on fire. Yeah.
Five. There is fire in the cabin.
He is
right now.
Cocked.
Because it's five and sixes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was sixes. But no, not depends
highly
on what
flammable.
It is. Depends on what it is. And at this time, unfortunately, they're cloth seats.
Fives and sixes, nothing with fire retardant.
A lot of these planes were actually skinned in cloth.
Yeah. That and the fact that it's pull back and everything has
everything
to catch on fire.
Yes. Okay, so...
He's like, that worked!
Yeah.
King, Queen of Spades.
We're,
good job, Jeremy.
I was standing by the hole with
the
ball.
That guy back there, though, should have got
a hammer. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you're by the hole, so you're probably right around here, and you got... landed on
her. So is this, there a guy close enough, I just want to bear hug him.
Yes, one of these guys.
Right.
Or there's this guy here who's shaking. So you might be able to knock the junk out of him.
Actually, I'm going to grab the shaking guy,
okay.
Run to the door, and throw him out the door.
Perfect.
Very appropriate.
There you go.
Very Paul.
And it's open.
Yeah. It's open.
Yeah, that's funny, is he's got to grab it, run around, and then throw him. You can throw him through the hole on top, though.
Yeah, you can throw him up.
Just throw him up through the hole.
Okay. There you go.
Yes, 8 inches parry. Now give me, you're trying to throw him.
Strength check.
Strength.
Yeah.
It's just strength, because it's not
really...
He's
shaking, can't even act.
Yeah.
So yeah,
no,
you
can't. No.
Pick him up and throw him.
Chuck him out the window. Okay, that's the strength check.
What you need to do is roll strength roll, though, to make sure you can get enough oomph to get him up on it.
Yes.
Yeah, just a 4 better.
Benny.
Benny.
You know, you can get it. Oh,
come on.
Wait.
Come on, you can do this.
Come on.
This is
full.
Let's just...
Oh!
Holy cow!
Yeah.
This looks so cool. Let's do it.
Shake it up.
Hey, yes! And a raise even.
Whoa! Throws him right out.
Yeah. His rocket pack's not on because he's shaking.
Queen, yeah.
As
Queen.
He comes out, he hits the tail rope.
Next up.
Legs.
Of course.
Oh, next up is all of the rocket Nazis that are left.
Rocket Nazi.
Exactly. So this guy is going to attempt to be unshaken. Spirit. Your spirit sucks.
It should.
They're Nazis.
Six.
Oh, he's got it.
Yeah. So he's going to actually try and
wrestle again.
Grab you again.
Sure. If you explode, then you can act on it.
Well, yes. Eight or better.
Race.
Eight or better. It's a race.
He tried and he was not able to get
it. Yeah, I kind of braced myself this time.
These guys are going to try to come down the hole. One guy makes it, the other guy has to make an agility. I'm sure it's only six. And the one guy makes it. But he's in the hole. This guy here is going, and this guy here are going to gang up, so plus one against Indy. You can do it. I believe in you. Okay. The guy on the left, guy on the right. And seven.
Here's my pair.
Okay, so he, guy on the right doesn't do it. Guy on the left hits you. He has a D4.
There always has to be a fisticuff between Indian and Austin.
He flicks you with a finger.
But it has to be the sounds. He gets his cat. Powder buff.
Sweat and blood starts. No appreciable damage to Indiana Jones, though.
Yes, no.
Ever.
Ever. Okay, Queen Jack of
Hearts.
Hearts. Okay. Reverse alphabetical order. Yeah.
All right. All right, well, I'm going to drop out of the hatch.
Okay, you're dropping down?
Yep. Drop my pistols and kick and punch that guy.
Do you have quick draw?
I thought you didn't need it to just drop them.
You don't.
Oh, no. You're just dropping them.
Just dropping them.
Okay.
And then kick and punch.
Boy, I don't see why you just don't shoot those guys.
You're the roll one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can.
I'll try to shoot them. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, their backs to you. Those rocket packs aren't explosible or anything.
No.
They never are.
Never.
Just a lot of combustion.
Especially when you're not bothering to aim.
There's already fire here. So yeah, I mean, you know.
It's already on fire. So.
Sure.
I can't make it much worse.
Aren't going to hurt anything.
Four is enough to hit.
I thought we were under penalty right now.
Oh, yes, yeah. You are. It's nice, too.
You did sixes.
Sorry.
That was a failure.
That's a six. That one explodes.
No, that's a one.
Oh, did you get one in the other one? No, you didn't. Okay, so you have to go shoot.
Couple of windows shatter.
Yeah.
Close the plane.
And he's like, what? Okay, check.
All right. It looks like there's only one those two Nazis left outside.
There's these guys outside, right. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to rock it down because I'm kind of perturbed that one's manhandling woman.
Always.
It's not exactly what I agree to either. Jenny would disapprove of this.
Oh, she would.
So I'm going to go ahead and close line those two as I come through.
Oh, okay, yeah, go for it.
You want me to do a piloting roll to move through them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang out with the razor, just let it go.
Five?
Yep, okay.
And then...
You're fighting.
Actually, it's seven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you're plus two.
Plus
ace.
Two with that, yeah.
He's the ace, piloting ace.
And that's a five.
A five toughness isn't going to do it.
Five against five, yeah. Five against five parry, right? What's a parry?
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, my parry's five, sorry. I'm thinking you roll damage because you're twice.
No,
got it. Yeah, roll damage.
Boom. Okay. And then damage is going to be just my strength, but I've got some speed going with me, too.
Yeah, you do. I'll give you plus two. You are going pretty fast. You are speaking.
Oh, four. Sheep.
Well,
I just winged him.
You.
Lancy blow.
The one guy still being, it's like still kind of holding on. He's like, wow.
I'm going to have to go on shoot that guy again.
Jack, 10. Okay, we're to. What are you? Three,
I'm on three.
Five.
I'm going to be like last.
One each.
Okay.
Nah.
I'm lying.
You're going to take minus two to both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing any damage.
Do my normal. We'll have to swing back and forth for a while before anything really happens.
I'm shooting.
Yeah.
But I'm flying. It's pretty.
Actually, what's their parry?
One.
And even if you land on the plane.
No, parry's five, but it's a minus two.
So. Minus two for what?
But if I'm
multi-action? Yeah, I'm going to go for it. I'm just wondering what the parry is. So that one missed.
Five, yeah.
And that one missed. What's the normal?
So, just like Indiana Jones usually does. Three.
Yes.
No, we'll trade blows for a while.
Always.
There's a Nazi on my arm. There's a Nazi. There's Nazis in the plane. I pull my hat off, grab it between my teeth, quickly draw my other gun.
She's the pistol junkie.
Fire at both of them.
About time.
You're firing one arm behind you and in front of you.
Absolutely.
Well, the nice thing about the guy that's holding on to the gun...
I don't actually feel like a hit.
I wouldn't give him much in the way of parry.
No.
Because she's literally firing into him. He's got his arm like this with the gun in it.
That's true.
I'll let you determine what that is. I'll roll that one first.
Okay, go.
That is a 6. 11.
That's
9 minus the
yeah.
It's going to be a hit with a raise. So.
Is that the guy inside or outside?
That's the guy outside.
Outside.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's 3d6.
Yep. Plus 1.
Plus 1. For 10, 11 points of damage.
Okay, that should do him in.
Yeah, that's
an extra, he's gone.
And the guy that's in
very
there.
Appropriate.
That right there.
Yes, that gentleman.
He
just landed. He wasn't able to move. He just got down.
I got plenty of bennies. I'll try one.
There you go. Use those bennies while we got them.
Oh, I'll try another one.
Yeah, at least.
We've just been eating those bennies.
That's okay.
I'm sure we'll get some back sometime.
One more.
Come on. Look at that. Let's go, girl.
Okay, that is 5. So
yes.
Definitely hits. All you need. Put him down. Oh,
for 4 damage.
Right. Yeah. That's his armor.
You hit him and his paint bounces off.
Armor piercing 1.
That is true. His AP 1.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it still doesn't matter. He doesn't have enough.
You don't have enough to go through the toughness.
Dang it. Does it really matter?
So it's just kind of like, you hit the
guy. Yeah, it doesn't even matter. I'm not supposed to have 2.
Oh, no. He did a lot of that.
Ooh, wow.
That's the way to do it. It's only the shadow that gets the Joker, apparently.
No, he got one too. Just now.
They both got it.
They both got Joker.
What about you? 1. 1. 2.
At least 2. Oh, that's good enough.
What determines if you get more
than 1?
Other edges.
So which Joker?
Other edges.
Actually, the better Joker. There's 2. One says this is good, one says
melee,
this is bad.
Not been really that
this
important.
One will kill you.
Right. First time.
So that's the first one.
Okie dokie.
You get to go first.
Same thing.
With a plus 2 on whatever actions you're doing, buddy.
Punch. Pop, pop. Same thing I've been doing.
So, okay. Basically 3.
Yeah.
5, that one hit. I hit 1, and 5, that hit the other one.
Hit the other one.
Boom. Boom.
That's his strength. Strength is, where's that?
This would be very appropriate, Randy.
Yes.
7 on 1.
Okay.
Let's go, Shane.
8.
Yep.
Whenever the joke
comes.
And the other one.
So, you popped 1. You popped 1. Oh, he gets shaken. And his head, and one of the boxing the other guy,
right off the time
knocks him right out of the plane.
Nice.
he's like, pop, pop.
Nice. And as soon as the Joker is dealt to Indy, the music starts playing.
I didn't add the plus 2 to damage, but...
Yeah, because... Oh, no, you got him both. Plus 2.
Yeah, but 79, yeah.
9.
That guy
oh, no. You knocked them both out.
That's an appropriate joke.
Dude, but it's the same thing that always happens. Indy's getting beat up, back and forth.
I have to go find my fedora now.
Hold on!
Joker 2.
Alright, let's just take a couple shots at that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
One on the shooting die. Alright. So that's.
Don't forget. Yeah,
5.
Add 2, minus 2, that still hits.
Yeah.
And then. Man. That's good on it.
What was it? Oh, yeah, you're doing both, sorry. Yeah. Just 1. So 2d6.
2d6.
2d6 plus 2.
3.
3 of his guns.
So 9 damage.
9.
9, there he goes.
And 11.
Oh.
A lot.
So Indy, bam, bam, out the 2 guys out the window. He goes, bam, bam, the 3rd guy follows. Shoo. And we have 1 lowly guy who's sitting on top. He's sitting.
It's not his turn yet.
No, I'm saying he was up. He was up on top because he was trying to get in the hole and he couldn't get down.
Oh, he was not going to.
No, he's not. Okay, Joker, you are.
Gosh.
You shuffled that more, didn't you?
Least I could do.
You did shuffle it once for me.
That's true, I did shuffle it as well. Dang it, it was me.
Okay.
Put them right together.
And, yeah, well, since there's just one guy left, and he's kind enough to be up on top.
And he's up on top.
Exactly.
No, no, he's looking down.
Okay, since he's looking down, I'm going to... It's just too good. I'm going to fly up and land with my rocket pack on this.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's going to be some tricky flying, but I think it's worth it.
I think you can do it. It's just no modifier. Negative 2, minus 2, whatever.
Yeah. I've got a plus 2, so this is going to be good.
Yeah, it's just whatever.
Come on, baby.
5. Success.
So you're able to... And he is totally unaware of you because he's busy looking at what's going on. His friends. What?
And you have superheated his rocket pack.
And, yeah. As he lands on him, there must have been a leak or something when he passed by him, and it just. He's gone up like a Roman candle. Okay, combat.
So I cut out, land, and we need to put out the fire.
Yeah, that's my turn. Pull my arms back through the windows, tearing a little bit more, take my jacket off, and start feeding the fire.
Tarzan can do help too.
Yes.
That fire
I turned the other one off.
Yes. Why the hell do we have those?
Because I turned it on. Oh, sorry. I turned it on. I'll turn it off.
So
I will turn this thing off.
Cool. Oh, these are pretty neat.
Yeah.
The police need some of these.
Okay. So
really, I need you to check out this rocket pack. See if it works for me.
That's a John Woodducker rocket pack.
It's on the German down there.
Exactly. The trigger's on the German. So, you guys...
You're right, Dr. Jordan, it worked.
Put out the fire, and you land successfully in a remote location in Iceland.
As we land, or as we're landing, I deputize everybody, because that's what's been bothering me about this whole thing.
We were in international waters.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Now it's legal.
Yeah, it's legal.
But this is very legal. Look, he has no problem. Like, he can't stand it when another man hits another man. But if they're the law, no problem.
Yeah.
So, you guys have landed at a small airfield.
Dick. You're welcome.
at a small airfield.
That's how we run things over in Canada, but okay.
And, Willie begins to say, "Yeah, here's the site. We are coming up to the site, and you can see that it's somewhere in the midst of Iceland's actually quite beautiful.
Yeah, I feel
And just sort of black sand and just crazy stuff. Well, there's this cliff-like structure that looks like it has that blackish ash, the blackish volcanic ash, and looks like it's almost a volcano. And he goes, "The dig site is up there. It's up there."
That's going to be killer in my heels. Let's go.
I have double my pace with these heels on. So he leads you guys up and he says, "We must be very, very quiet. Because if they have followed me all the way..."
Really? Why was the key glowing?
They must have found it.
What?
They must have found a way where they can find all of the keys. The keys to the gates. They believe. Shambhala. The ancient city of Shambhala.
Where's the doctor?
Is that anywhere near Sacramento?
It's nowhere near Sacramento. Actually, Mike. Be right underneath it.
Turns out it is. Holy God.
Yeah.
Actually, according to my maps, it is right underneath it. It is right under your nose.
2 kilometers done. Why you ask?
So, he says they must have found a way to activate it. They must have found a way to find me here. They must have found... There's no telling. It might even be too late.
We're never too late, Willie.
Not Willie the girl. Willie the guy.
Right.
So, you're at the... peak, or near the peak of the opening to this volcano. Fogs and stuff everywhere, you know, smoke and whatever. What do you guys do?
I have my guns out.
Yes.
And,
fog will, no, the smoke will not hinder your vision at all.
Why
should it? I can't hear anything anyway, so why should it?
Exactly.
They said we need to be careful, be quiet, so let's be quiet. Yeah, sneak on in.
Okay. Everybody give me a stealth roll.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There it is. I do have stealth.
Okay. Wow. Seven. Good job, Miss Mass.
Yeah.
Seven.
That's it. Three. Success, raise, second raise.
Yeah. So four.
I got a seven.
You got a seven?
Yeah. Four.
Nine, there we go, right?
Holy
God. I moved that.
Wow.
That.
Oh, yeah,
we're just in this
my successes were something ridiculous. Yes, I got a success. That's just one success.
You got okay, it. So you guys
even
successes.
With a yellow, bright yellow jacket on,
damn,
he is the most stealthy one.
You didn't say he had to be invisible.
No.
You simply said he had to be quiet.
Exactly. They can't hear you, but you are right in front of them.
It's the fog. It's the fog. It collects right in front of their eyes, so they can't see.
Where I'm from, there's always fog.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that and also it's cut. We're in a volcanic area, so there's some sulfurous mist.
Yes, exactly.
You blend in.
I blend. So everybody succeeded.
Oh, that moving yellow thing? That's nothing. So, it's just sulfurous mist.
Yeah.
As you're coming down, the sides of the volcano, you can see some crag parts sticking up, and you hear this, dog, whatever, 999, whatever.
And now, one side thing, I brought that other pack.
Okay.
And I've been eyeing his pack, because I'm thinking about something.
You can think all you want, D4 minus 2.
But I'm bringing that pack. I want to make sure that...
Well, we actually have... two extra.
But this one I know I can turn on.
Yeah. We have another
one. Figured that one out.
He might make me roll another one.
We have another one that I'm carrying because, you know, that idea of maybe using something as a flamethrower.
But you'd have to have yours on going this way and hold that one just to stay still.
Strapped
one,
on.
Two, three.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get turned sideways, you actually turn into this massive like circle of death.
That would be hilarious.
It's a high piloting role, and I've got MacGyver.
Yeah, you can figure it out. So, you guys can hear what you believe is the sound of German men screaming and somebody barking out orders. And
what are they saying?
Oh, that man over there is telling that man he is an idiot. And that his brain is made of human feces. His brain. He does not think he's very smart, I don't think.
I'm reading the translations in the book.
What?
This is
the bubbles.
The bubbles.
No.
This is
Heating's radio. Comic. It's radio.
No, it's a comic in mine. You guys might be reading
the
radio.
That's fine. It's a comic to you, but in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen comics, it's always left untranslated. So it is German.
That's right. That's what I'm asking.
Even the parts where it takes place on Mars.
Yes.
That was screwed up.
I have them. It's weird.
It is weird.
That's
because Alan Moore is weird.
So, he's a freak. I've almost read everything because he's a weirdo. Yeah. Neo-Omicron. Did you read that?
What? Sorry?
Neo-Omicron?
No, I haven't. I'd love it. I need to read something.
It's his Cthulhu comic.
Oh, crap.
I had to unsee some things in that book. Straight up. It's really weird. So, So, you guys are there, and you're...
It changes right now.
I'm losing insanity points just thinking about it. So,
well, then that means he's succeeding.
You guys can see several of the... you can see several of these. Well, all of you, I think, kind of seen them already. Hopefully. These guys?
Yeah.
These are the rocket Nazis you guys are fighting against.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, there's a bunch of them around. And they're down there. There's another guy who has an open mask. His mask is like open this way.
Ooh.
And he's barking out the orders, barking out the orders. And actually, everybody give me a notice check.
Is there any more guys with the spikes?
The guy with the open face helmet would be like the guy with the spikes.
Yep. Anything that's different means that they're special.
Yeah.
Anybody with a name
but
is
I'm
special.
I'm specifically looking for that.
Zero. Roll notice.
Oh, sure.
Two. Okay.
Five.
Okay. So, you guys are pretty sure that you see a... It looks like the back end of a giant tube that has treads on the sides. It's like just a giant tube that's sticking out in those treads in the ground, sticking kind of like that.
It's a driller.
And anybody that has any kind of mechanical stuff would know this looks like an upside down drill.
Looks like a drill machine.
You're trying to drill the Shambhala?
You can actually get inside and drill down.
Yep.
Yep, and then once you get in, you can just walk.
Yeah, of course. That's what's the problem with that.
Yeah,
because it's sideways, doesn't mean you just can't walk.
Well, the center of gravity is inside the crust.
Exactly.
Well, why don't we try to get a little bit closer?
Well, why don't we? There must be heading down towards something. I think we ought to get inside before they get away.
We should investigate.
Oops. I was going to say.
That's what we're sent here for, is an investigation.
Yeah. That's what all the maps say.
Right.
Are we looking at Hollow Earth stuff?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, there's the Hollow Earth theory that basically there's entry points in the Earth all over, and there's entries all over the Earth, and the center of gravity is actually several hundred feet, like whatever, in the ground. That's where the center of gravity is, and when you pull underneath it, everything flips, and you can walk around the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know that. So... So you see this, what do you guys do? There's probably only maybe like the same amount of guys, a dozen guys, it's not a ton, which is interesting. And there's not really even a camp set up there, it's just this.
I think we need to get inside.
How big is that
thing?
I think you're right, Rocketeer. Yeah, let's do it.
Is there stuff in between here and there that we can hide behind?
Yeah, I mean, there's just crags, and you guys could just sneak up if you wanted to.
Okay.
That'd be my preference.
And they're not actively
searching,
looking for anyone, so they don't technically, they're not aware of anybody.
It's not like their, you know, search party's returned yet.
Exactly.
With explanations of why
they're gone.
Why it's taken.
Well, the truth is you guys got there about the same time they needed back. They might not even be thinking about it.
Right. I mean, they figured it'd take a little time.
Yeah.
So.
Let's sneak
but
up.
But the head of the guy is not here. I'm asking Lee.
No, that actually looks like.
Heimlich?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know him. But he is a military man, but I do not know.
So the. They may be readying a second expedition, which is why this group is not finished yet. So we need to get in there.
Let's get in there quick and stop whatever they're.
So we're sneaking.
Various plans.
Okay, so everybody, give me sneak. Okay.
Stealth?
Stealth, yes.
Right, so...
Now watch that.
Okay.
I might talk.
Okay, that's fine.
Stealth.
Ooh, one success.
I was just going to say,
you're always trying to hit a four.
Six?
Almost all the time.
Okay. Six?
Nine.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
And then I mean, but, plus
but
two.
Six explodes.
And you can't
keep
sink.
Rolling.
Plus well, that was my extra die.
That's fine. Right, but
yeah,
that
you
counts.
Keep rolling. If anything rolls the highest volume, yeah. You keep going.
So,
six again.
So 12.
Yep, keep going. Jungle Boy.
Five.
17.
Yes.
Plus two
so
is
that's,
19.
That's the key, though. The wild and your, those, if they get the highest value of that die type, it just keeps going.
Okay.
Exponentially, with the exception of running. Because you're not the Flash.
No, that's, so that's basically how many dice you get.
Okay.
Your target number will almost always be four.
Almost always.
The only time that might be different is in melee combat.
And then the only difference from that is that pretty much once you get that number, it's every four after that.
It's,
so four really
it's
is the magic
same.
Number.
It's just what that target number might be.
So it might be five, but then four after five is nine.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And 13, so you can actually kind of figure that out. Okay, so you guys were all able. Did you get it, Sig? Oh, Cliff, boy, dragging that thing. What?
It was actually what I did was
tell
I was leading.
Did.
Okay,
it's not a one though, right?
No.
Okay.
But what I did was as everyone was sneaking down, I was trying to adjust this, and I fell off the side, and rather than tumble. I lit off my rocket pack, so that
natural,
kind of
natural,
screws
yeah.
up the idea of sneak.
Okay, while you guys actually are closer, you're almost right, like, within, I mean, you guys...
I'm a good distraction.
You are.
You guys were literally within, I mean, from here to the wall there, within reach, and he was still trying to fit, like, he was lagging behind. He's like, what the heck?
I had this extra one that I was carrying.
Yeah, it was slipping.
It was slipping, and then
and
I started to fall.
And then he lit. Okay, well...
Sorry.
No, I'll be sorry. It's not my fault.
It was a pair of twos that I'm going.
But it wasn't ones.
It wasn't one. It was a pair
ones.
Of twos I'm going, no, I don't.
So, wow. At that? No? You
should give a surprise.
Yeah. I'm going to say right now, it's you and them.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Right.
And
I agree.
We'll do everybody in.
I agree, because what it amounts to is they, you know.
You right. know what's going on.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, crap. And you can
yeah.
see, and they're just like, what? Okay.
So I'm going to, since I already know who the
yes.
commander is,
yep.
I'm going to try and take him out so these guys' reactions are not organized.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to swoop down on him and using that spare backpack as my battering club, smack him with that as
got
I
it.
Go by. And that's an 11.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And a... Goodness. Oh.
Wow, it's bad for him.
Oh,
oh, that's really
and
bad.
And a 20 something.
And because the improvised weapon is a D6, it's not a D4 because it's not your hands.
It's a, yeah, it's 22 to hit.
I think that beats Barry.
So.
Right, pretty much.
He gets knocked out.
And Nathan, tell me when I can act. Because as soon as I see that, there's something I'm going to do.
You'll get a shot in a second.
That was just too cool. I'm not even going to pretend to try to bang that. Flew, blah, just whacked dude right in the face, and he just falls over. And all the troops are kind of like... And they look, and all of them go...
Yes, exactly.
And now they're all in the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Kazar.
So, I'm just going to hand these out so I can get kind of what you're doing. And it can kind of be in some order. Or semblance of order. Actually, you know what I might do?
Just go around the table.
I might go counterclockwise because you're kind of the first one. Okay, counterclockwise. So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try and lead the rocket guys out of here and lose them in the fog and circle back and get a thing, hoping that these guys can get into the ship while I'm waiting, and that these that the rocket guys will all be chasing me.
I have no clue what you're going to do.
It's bad.
So don't worry about it. But that was my intention.
Okay.
Was hoping to draw them out, lose them in the Iceland mountains, and circle back.
Okay.
Relying on my high piloting skill to keep me out of trouble.
As soon as I see him like trip in the tree, I fling the backpack as hard as I can.
So you're flying, they're trying to get him?
Okay,
and I'm going to give you a Benny because that's super cool.
I'm not going to let somebody get mowed down.
And you have the...
I want to make it.
And he's standing.
I just step out and I just fling, and then I just...
So are you doing it over the guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I want to make it explode. I'm like, screw this. I'm not going to let him get shot. He's one of my deputies.
So I need a throwing first.
Okay. Throwing is D8?
Yep.
Throwing.
Yes, he is.
And a 6 explodes, baby.
8.
That's
eight.
A raise.
More than enough. You were able to just chuck it and throw it right
where you need it.
Right over them. Now you see the hit.
Come on, baby. Shoot that sucker down.
You know what?
Oh, wait a minute, though. He gets more than one shot.
Oh, my gosh. You
that's right.
That's just one.
That's
one. Seven? No. You don't get rolled a wild die.
I don't
just keep rolling the D10. A 7, a 9.
Nine.
And an 8.
Oh
my gosh, a hit and 2 raises.
And it just large bursts. And it lights them on fire. You're still going, and you kind of look back and like.
And there's this fireball following me now. So you see me going up, and then flying back right through it for the cinematic effect.
Chase my deputies.
Now you have this guy knocked out. You have this colonel guy, whatever.
Right.
This lieutenant, whatever he is, knocked out, laying on the ground.
Good, we got someone to interrogate.
Yeah. That's right.
He wakes up.
We can use standard police interrogation techniques.
Yes.
You know, bad cop, worse cop.
He has. He actually has pretty good intimidation.
Oh, I've got.
I think he is your bad cop.
I know. I'm bad cop. He's worse cop. In the 30s, they don't have good cops. They haven't figured that one out.
Okay, so you guys are there. You have this giant. Now it's very clear to you. This thing is a drill, as you can see.
Right.
And actually, can you give me archaeology?
You bet.
Or just because you would know this from digging and stuff.
Yes, that's good. 8. And then some 8.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple 8s.
As an archaeologist, he knows this. You know this for a fact. This is not the archaeology site because there's no camp. There's really no digging except for this. And also, this drill has been up and down and up and down and up and down. This is not the first time this thing is. This is not waiting to go down. It's been several times.
Yeah, it's been. That's why I figured that's why there's so few left, because they've already shuttled others down.
So you're like, whoa.
Yeah. That's where the trail leads.
Yeah. I'm not really steering on this thing either.
Well, we've managed to deal with the...
Why don't you go ahead and let's... Can we do the interrogation
persuasion is quicker. It's actually better than my intimidation.
Go ahead and do the interrogation.
Yeah, but the problem with persuasion is you have to be on good standing with the person.
I know.
Okay. Are you going to interrogate him or persuade him?
Oh, yeah, we're going to interrogate him.
Okay, interrogate him.
It's a standard police interrogation. We just tie him up, and then we smack him around a little while. And,
should
we
read him his rights?
He has no rights. He's a Nazi.
That came in way later.
Okay, good enough.
His rights are, I get to smack him around.
You have a right to tell him everything you know.
Okay. So.
And we need an interpreter. Because
we have.
But this is the best. So you say what you're gonna say. What you're gonna say. Say what you're gonna say. Then give me the roll.
Okay. All right. Here. This is we're here to investigate some cult of
I don't know. Basically, you're Nazis, and I don't like Nazis. So you're going to tell me everything you know, and this is going to go real easy for you. If not, it's not going to go so easy. Come on.
Okay,
come on,
roll.
Pay attention.
Let's see how well you do. Let's see if he's scared. That's the biggest thing.
That's fine.
Six.
He's
going
to
be 10.
Wow.
It's not too bad.
No, it's not that one.
That's a raise.
Because the
Willy,
questions come later.
Willy Lay is like,
I've seen this crazy man. He will kill you. Do it for your family.
I'm on his side, and he's almost killed me.
And he's just almost burned us alive in the plane. Don't.
The man is psychotic.
All right, he's ready. What do you want to ask him?
Basically, we want to know.
Yeah, what?
Where the rest of the party is, what's
in charge here, what's the mission?
What's the mission, what are you looking for?
Basically, long story short, he says that we are the descendants of the great ones. We are the great, great Aryan race.
Yeah. Smack!
Remember, it's not fair to keep slapping your interpreter. This is the guy that...
You're right. Sorry about that. He's not under arrest.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Stop slapping the interpreter.
Stop sobbing, Willie. What did he ever do to you?
He's the one saying it.
No wonder the guy's scared. That's what he's doing to his interpreter.
So...
Hey.
We are the great, and he just kind of is rambling. Right. But he says, we have found our way home. We have found our way home, and we will make the rest of this earth as it used to be once.
Uh-huh, you're under arrest. Tell it to the judge.
Yes, and then, you know, he basically is like, we have our entire army. We are so close. When we are ready, we will attack.
We're going to attack America. I don't think so.
Ah!
Stop hitting our interpreter!
So you knock him over. And
or possibly Willie. I'm not sure. I'm not
you
sure.
Knock
Dick knows
Willie
the
over, and
then
hits the other guy and knocks him over too.
Poor Willie.
So,
or no, he punches Willie, and then Willie punches him. It's translated. It's German.
It's translated. It's translated. Willie, tell him this. Bam.
You may have to tell. I hit him harder, so you might have to tell him a few times so he gets the message.
It was, wasn't it? It was in Last Crusade when he kept hitting Indy.
You're an archaeologist, though. Do you want to ask him anything? Because right now he's just spouting crazy, crazy crap. I already put him under arrest, so you tell him whatever you want.
What are you doing in the Hollow Earth? Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Hollow Earth? What are you looking for?
Oh, destiny.
Destiny.
Dynasty. Our past. Our future.
What do you know about this prime? And these prime rockets. These rockets filled with prime. Real, what did you call it? What do you call it? Real something?
You speak. Because you speak blasphemy. You speak blasphemy.
Prime. Rockets filled with prime. Where are they?
He's spouting crazy again. I don't think I like it.
Hugh.
Tell me where the rockets are.
Rockets. You wish it was rockets.
Tell me where the crazy, crazy weapon is.
Crazy, crazy
are you
weapon.
Are you part of the Theosophians, the dual societies?
Okay. He... Yes. All of us pure bloods are.
Pure bloods? What do you mean?
I disappeared, by the way.
Aryans.
Get that arm down. Didn't you handcuff him?
Yeah,
he handcuffed.
Aryans.
I'm
punch in the head.
Okay, so after
crazy nuts.
So what's his name? After a little time of after
what's his name,
I don't know.
Heinrich or
something.
Heimer.
He gets on, and eventually you kind of get more out of him, which is they've set up camps down there, and Willie was a part of the group that was making the plans for these, so he knows what they're trying to do, meaning, hey, they're trying to set up Archaeology, they're trying to find all of this ancient technology so they can come back and take over the entire world and find their... They believe that they are the purest to the original people on the earth.
You're a loony, and we're going to stop you.
Yes.
Just quit.
Okay, and as he's saying this, and we will rise in glory, glory, you hear this, you hear a giant...
You see me lean my head out the window, say, I got it running! Come on, let's go!
Alright, grab the suspect, let's go.
Okay, a little bit of time passes. A lot of bit of time passes. Yeah, there's not much driving this thing other than down,
start the engine,
down. And it's already, a hole's already made, so it's not like you're doing something. So it's going straight, right down. And then eventually, it's weird because you feel the scent, like, you don't, but you can tell pretty clearly that the cockpit is on a gyro. So... Yeah. You're always going to stay right side up, and it keeps going, and you're like, it's down, and then all of a sudden you realize
that... You feel like you're going up.
Well, yes.
Sideways.
It's like, what? And then the door, you can open the door, and everything's right side up.
See, this I understand. Up. This is machinery. This makes sense.
This makes sense.
This is fine. All right, the fact that there's a jungle down here, that concerns me.
Okay, that's a little odd.
The pterodactyls do.
And now you guys have seen
at this point,
a giant
Andy
pterodactyl
very
flying
in
over.
What's going on?
My God, it does exist.
Yes, it does.
Which he always does every time he finds a new discovery.
Yeah, he's the funniest archaeologist.
Why are you still surprised that all these legends are exactly true?
Yeah, even after
like,
you know,
the third one, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, this can't exist. Oh,
after the Grail and the Ark of the Covenant.
Sankara stones. Space aliens.
I mean, sooner or later, surely. And there's so, a lot more books than that. I mean, come on.
So, there's actually not a... At this point, there's not a camp out here either. It's just a spot in the middle of the jungle.
Well, Kazar,
it is a jungle.
Right.
Now,
I said now.
Kazar is normal.
Now, Kazar,
why aren't you talking?
Okay, we don't perfect. Always punch the suspect. He's already talked.
What do you mean? He's Nazi.
Well, but we arrested him.
Speak English.
Stupid American.
Stop being German.
Stop being Sturman.
Okay, I will. But just an extra. Cut it out.
Stop, man.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Give me tracking.
Yeah,
do?
I was going to do some tracking.
You know what you're doing now. You're figuring it out.
But you're saying, huh?
Why is there no
excited.
That doesn't count. Basically, your skill trumps this.
What do you think?
Eight-sided like right next
plus
to the
hole?
Maybe, take I don't know. Maybe this is the only hole that they
plus
made.
Plus two.
Yeah. Eight-sided and six-sided. Because you always want
to watch
the
hole.
That's what it says here.
Must travel to campsite.
Yeah, and it's a race.
I don't know.
So you were able to find some paths in the ground.
Put it on the storyboards. It looks awesome. Look, we're going to have this chase.
You.
Okay.
Right.
So tell everybody what's going on.
Edit here.
Yeah, find the tracks.
I don't like that section.
They went there. To sweep that around. How many of them are there?
You know, it's probably, it looks like this is a well-worn track, probably 24, maybe a little more.
Right. Many, many prints. Many, many, many.
Many hands of prints.
Yeah.
Many hands.
I'm trying to count with my foot.
All right.
Goes over hands and feet. Go count higher.
And one of the most interesting things that you can notice is
either
that...
Either way, Jungle Boy.
Is that the horizon kind of... bows upward instead of down. It's weird, but it gets lost.
Yeah.
And the sun is always very
there.
Bright.
It's
very there.
So how does night work here?
Does it?
Doesn't. Does it? There is no night.
There is no night down here. Sleep deprivation is a real trouble.
That's true.
That's why we suggest your travel goggles. Remember those from the plane?
It's true. There's no evening.
I had to use those to help put out the fire.
Oh. Okay. So, he finds the tracks. Probably an hour or so goes past. He's able to track. And you come to a clearing. And in the clearing, you see a giant temple, a ziggurat.
All right.
So everybody give me a notice check. Let's see what we got going on here.
Very interesting. Very Aztec-like. Makes sense.
So are these Aztecs going to be like cannibals, or what are we going to be expecting here?
We'll find out.
According to the legends of Hollow Earth, I rolled a 12?
Yeah. What are you looking for?
He's asking about cannibalism or something like that. Nathan's like,
from what you know, there shouldn't be any people.
If you're rolling a skill, it's actually whatever the dots are. So you actually roll a D8.
It's a primeval world of dinosaurs and things of that nature. According to the legend, of course.
So, nothing.
Okay. So he doesn't notice anything. Okay. Awesome. Okay, so you can see this is like, whoa. How many did you get?
8.
Oh, you just got 8. Okay, so you guys got the same. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys can see that there's a track that's well worn, and also you can see that next to them, that there's small bird large reptile / bird marks on the ground, kind of in a circular fashion around the you're just at the clearing. You're not in the clearing yet, so I mean you're right on the edge. So you're looking into, like, you're not at the right foot at the clearing. So you can see those, and can you get it?
Popcorn. I'm blowing bubbles.
Oh, yes, you are. You got your bubble gum. Yeah, that's your... This is annoying for... Because he's always chewing bubble gum and blowing bubbles.
So, Jungle Boy, Jungle Man, is there anything, like, really dangerous in this jungle that...
Did you get a notice at all?
I didn't get a notice.
You guys can show him, and you can take a look at these and give me... do you have survival or...
I got a survival plus 2.
There you go. D10.
D10. Okay, so roll D10. Oh, yeah. D6 and add 2 to the best.
6 plus 2, 8 is with a raise. So, yeah, you're able to look at it. You put your hand around it. Put your hand over it. And you're like, very big bird.
Thanks for the
description there. Are.
How big of a bird are we talking about?
Big.
Very big.
Big bird.
All right.
Yellow.
It's got long yellow. Yellow. Big bird. And elephant.
usually in the company of a woolly mammoth. Sometimes invisible to
sometimes invisible.
Invisible to adults.
Exactly. Okay.
Can't
shoot
an invisible one. All right.
So
that's what you brought back from Hollow Earth?
My invisible woolly mammoth. Well, isn't it magnificent?
At least we know his origins.
Well, standing here is not accomplishing anything.
No. Nope.
And I go in.
What do you want to do? Oh, you're just walking?
Up the cigarette. Yeah, I make sure my gun is
cleared.
And I go in.
Okay.
My 45's ready.
So... as you're starting to walk into the clearing, the rest of you guys, I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, let's see. There's a clearing. I wasn't clear in the description. There's a clearing down there, and we saw...
Yeah. So...
what was going on?
It's basically...
Dick Tracy is eaten by giant birds.
Basically, if you were to imagine it, it's like a clearing in the woods, and in the middle...
I remember that story.
...is a cigarette. So
he's not if that's
there's no sign of Nazi encampment.
No, not so far. And
the only jungle he's comfortable
in
is the urban.
Yes,
jungle.
The urban jungle.
Dirty, dirty jungle.
And where? How far away is the bird?
Oh,
the bird? Yeah. The bird.
We're just seeing bird tracks.
No, it's all
tracks. Oh, it's bird tracks.
That's why I'm saying it's a big bird.
I'm going to go ahead and, since we can't actually see everything there, I'm going to rock it over and see what,
So you're going to rock it up on top of?
Yeah, I thought I'd rock it right on top, right where the bird's nest would be.
And as you rock it up on top, you would...
You're playing a card? That'll end these cards.
Okay. As you're walking up to the temple, there is a man who is laying there.
Come on, you can come up with something.
Make it a native.
What did you play? I'm trying to figure out who, what native.
What did he play?
Contact.
You have to run into someone before you play that. You can't play it until you run into somebody. Otherwise, you could. When we ran into the Germans, you could play it. But you actually have to run into somebody.
You have these three? Are these yours?
Yeah, those are.
Did not know that.
I was like, holy crap.
I was like, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Andy could have had someone.
I'll just wait until we run into a native then.
It's real easy. If you have him, it's somebody he once arrested. It was a stoolie from
Dick Tracy runs into enough weird people.
It's a stoolie. He ran into
fell in a pit somewhere.
Really, either that or down. Yeah, either that or something. But I mean, it's a stoolie who disappeared years ago.
Don't know where he went.
Yeah, and now
he
shows up.
Got off.
Now he shows off.
I just find it hilarious.
But yeah,
okay.
You can do that, but you have to meet people before you can.
Okay, so you fly up on top. And as this happens, you hear a, no.
Oh. Cool. Somebody's pot-shotting at me.
Yep. And it is...
Evasive maneuvers.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. What do I... So, because you're technically a... Are you moving target?
Yes. And I'm moving at 48, because that's the pace. So it's a minus four to hit me.
Okay, he missed. So you hear a shot. It's coming from the other side of the temple.
Do I hear a shot?
Everybody other side.
It's over here somewhere.
You're all here and they're there.
Okay, well then I start providing cover fire.
See, that's going to help.
Oh yeah, it helps. It helps me.
Makes you feel better as I have to weep not only from fire from one direction, but from the other too.
Wow. Don't hit him. Are you going to fire?
I do fire at the general direction, yes.
Okay, it's behind the temple.
Oh, yeah. Behind the temple.
Behind the temple.
We can tell exactly that it's from behind the temple?
Well, you can start shooting any direction you want.
But basically, as I fly over, okay, that's when I get shot.
Okay, so it's not from like the top. It's actually from the behind. Okay, did I book the shortest distance?
Yay.
Oh, you are a star.
Can I use my sense of danger and see if I can see other people there in the woods that aren't supposed to be there?
You have danger sense?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So do I.
Shut up. You both do. Roll it.
We should be in
notice
perfect.
Plus
company.
Two.
It would just always be alarming whenever you're near.
Yeah.
Get crazy.
Not that we don't know there's maybe a threat around at this point.
Oh, I just assume everything.
Nothing?
I don't roll well.
Honestly, any of the
you'd have noticed it next to detect a surprise.
Going into the classroom, danger sense is actually
not good enough. One of his enemies is fly face.
What does it mean, notice at minus
fly face?
Two?
Fly face.
It's just you make a notice check and you're never really surprised by anything.
Oh, okay. I missed it.
Okay, so...
Well, if I hear it from behind, I'm going to start running either around or up, whatever's the shortest distance.
You have to run two, I would imagine.
Whatever the shortest distance is.
Okay, right now I'm just going to deal you and I in because you're just...
Triggering things, I know.
Okay. So...
I'm sorry.
Oh,
this isn't acceptable. I get two cards to begin with. Thank you.
Dang it! Okay, nine, you're at the top.
Excellent.
So you, as you're up there, you can see that in the other tree line, that there is a man sitting on top of a reptile with a gun.
Do I recognize
a
uniform? No.
Oh,
wearing like a Nazi
something uniform. Similar to what the other people were wearing.
Okay, so it looks like a Nazi on a
reptile. At this time, there wasn't really a
Nazi. Right, but it might be a German type.
Yes, it was the PFI. It was the Fuel Society uniform.
Uniforms, yeah.
They have their own.
They actually did have a.
Yeah, it's right there.
I just got it.
That was their.
That was their symbol.
Yep. But they have a uniform, but that's the symbol on their uniform.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And there's just the one. That I spot?
From what you can tell, there's only one guy.
Okay. Then I circle back to let people know what's going on.
No.
Okay.
No, because
they wouldn't see it. Okay.
So you fly around and say...
Yeah. Well, I basically zip back to where the guys are because they were on the outsides of the plane. I should be, since 48 inches back, 48 inches this way, I can get there and say, there's a Nazi on a, riding a reptile from the... Thule on the other side of this, and he has a rifle. So watch out. Right now, it looks like that temple's our only cover between him and there.
Yep.
So I'm going to use my jungle stealth, and I want to take off to the woods around the perimeter and start running in that direction.
So at this point, the.
In that case, we'll chase him towards you, Kazar, and I go the other way.
Okay. So at this point, he's going to act, and you guys...
There's a temple between us and him.
Yeah, I know.
So he's got to move. Shoot it.
He's going to try, because he saw you go back. He's going to get halfway around. He's not going to get... He'll try to shoot you guys, but it won't be very close. It's pretty large. He might have, like, even minus four to shooting.
At least. He'd have to run to get there.
He's mounted.
His mount would have to run.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have... No. He fires.
Yeah.
Fires off a shot, and you guys can see... you can give me... Who else has science? Not probably you.
What? I've got science. I have science.
Okay, give me a roll. Science.
Science.
On more archaeology.
But
obviously, I'm more worried about shooting.
Yeah. What are you? Did you get it?
Nah. For
what?
I don't like reptiles.
No.
Okay.
No.
What?
I obviously am more worried about shooting him. I don't care what he's fighting.
Well, he's on this giant reptile. He's on the back of it with a gun.
I'm going to shoot him.
Okay.
All right. Now. Now that everybody's been notified, I feel free to do what I need to do.
That's the two.
I didn't want you to feel, you know, like...
I want better three.
As a scout...
How many?
I need two. At two least non-crappy ones.
Keep going.
We grabbed all the crappy ones for you.
No, I still got the three crappy.
I'm
sorry, Dick.
I appreciate it.
Ace! King!
King!
Yeah.
So what's going on? Who's this?
Okay.
I think I did tell you.
I did tell him.
Yeah.
I was there.
There's basically this guy who's riding a reptile with a gun. He came around, shot at Cliff the Rocketeer. Now he went back, and you're going back up?
Well... We'll find out here in a second.
Okay, he flew and he was just about to leave. But you guys are all right here. Dick Tracy is standing right there. And all you guys are kind of in the clearing. And, yeah, it's about 30, 40 feet away.
Okay, I just try to take cover behind something and...
You're actually at the tree line. But it's probably, like I said, it's probably 25 to 30 feet to the temple, to the inner temple.
25-30 feet is not bad.
No, because that's only 5-6.
That's basically a normal
pace. It's not even running.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just get normal pace, try to find some cover behind the temple.
Like a pillar or something. Yeah.
Just take a pot shot at him. Four.
Four hits.
Is the temple...
2-6, 2-6.
Is there an opening?
It's like an old Aztec temple, so it's like steps
up and then a different
place. But this one actually has like has several like entrances at the bottom as well.
Oh, that's a...
7... A 7 damage, AP 1.
And again, we are several hundred meters below the
seven
surface of the earth.
I rolled a 4 hitting.
He's that's shaken.
That's unusual.
7 damage, AP 1.
For an archaeologist, having Mayan temple down here with openings bottom, that would be unusual.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's the thing, though. It looks Mayan, but it doesn't look Mayan. It's very different than what
I understand.
You'd expect.
Don't forget the sun in the middle of all of this, providing light. That's perfectly normal.
Yeah,
but the ground level doors on the Mayan spot, not Mayan temple. That is weird.
I'm already up to 7.
All right. So.
Oh, sorry, 9. I didn't see 9.
Okay.
God, really? That's messed up.
Yeah.
All right, well, trying to make myself a target so somebody else doesn't get shot, but also I just open up on him. So.
Let her rip, baby.
Here's the first one.
Yeah, rolling D10s. Yeah.
Next one. 6 and 8. And a 6.
Yep. They all hit.
Sweet.
First one is an 8.
Yep.
9, actually.
Hits him.
Oh, that's right.
So now he's
9.
1 wound and shaken.
8.
That one was the
phrase. Oh, that's right. So that's a 9. 10.
Wow. Yeah, he's...
And then...
Another 7.
You knock the rider... You knock the rider off the mount.
Excellent.
And the mount...
Probably just have the dinosaur.
Okay, now it's my turn.
Yep. Huh.
I fly over to the mount and see if there's something that might be controlling him or if he actually seems to have something on it.
Looks just like a harness. Just like a riding harness.
I'm going to try and land on the harness.
Okay, try it.
And you do understand, when I land on the harness, I shut off my machine.
Yes. I'm not that guy.
It's like spurs to a dinosaur.
Next thing, we're just eating it.
It's already cooked.
You're right.
It's like chicken.
11. 12, 13.
Wow. Yeah, you were able to land right on top of it.
So I'm kind of looking. So, Kazar, you know how to ride one of these things? Because I have no clue.
This is going to be great.
Okay, 7.
Just use drive.
I'll just drive it.
Well,
I'm going to go over and...
Where's the brake on this thing?
It's like a car.
Behind something near the pyramid.
Oh, yeah, because you like to be hidden.
Yeah.
And there's no... Well, yeah, there's a lot of shadows here because it's always daylight.
Yeah.
Shadow doesn't care.
It's a lot of shadows.
Oh, man,
that's what I'm saying. There's always shadows because it's always daylight.
You just can't find the dark
nice shadow to hide in.
Okay, you're able to hide. Yeah.
Oh. 6. So I've got to form my riding, so I'm riding it.
You have a riding?
No, I don't.
That's
I had a 6 minus 2. So I have a 4 in my riding. I'm riding it.
One hand takes off his helmet. Yeah!
Okay,
So 7 seconds. What do you need?
No, you just ran to the entrance where he is.
Okay.
Technically, we're out of combat right now.
Okay.
Somebody.
That was just a scout.
And just like a lizard.
Well, I didn't know how they trained it. I thought maybe it was a control box or something like that.
No.
Mechanical.
No control box.
Well, you'd like that, of course.
This would have been what I would have figured.
Yeah, it would have been what I would have figured, too. So, the temple's there. What do you guys do?
I take my dinosaur over to Kazar, have him make friends with it, and, you know, tie it up or whatever, and then we can...
Oh, you have beast bond?
I can spend Benny for my animals. So.
You could get a dinosaur.
Dinosaur. Yeah, well, this is what?
Best beast bond ever.
Yeah, look at what does it say?
It said may spend a Benny for his animals.
Oh,
no.
No.
Okay.
That means that you can...
You can spend bennies to, like, soak damage for them.
Right, but you have Beastmaster
Brawny.
Yeah. Beastmaster still should allow you to
control animals.
There's one that allows you to
those companions. There's Beast Friend and Beast Master.
There's one that allows you to...
I think it's Beast Friend.
Beast Master.
But I think it has a requirement on Beast Friend.
Oh, you gain animal companion. I didn't make your...
Yeah, Beastmaster gained an animal companion. So guess what?
You do have an animal companion now.
Very unique.
Freaking awesome.
And now you can and the other one allows you, if your animal companion is being hurt, you can spend bennies to soak wounds for him.
Okay.
Which is great.
That is a good thing.
Dinosaur.
Velociraptor.
At least you'll be able to drive it. I couldn't find a clutch on it anyway.
That's awesome.
Well, I guess it means
I thought it was well worthwhile.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, there's probably a reason for that. It's probably a girl next. Yes. Probably was. Okay, so you're at the temple. You have a beast companion now. What are you going to do?
All right, Andy, this is your specialty.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I don't do temples.
How do we get in? And where should we go?
Where do we go?
I'm assuming
is there any
traps everywhere.
Up, down.
Is there any traps that, you know, these ancient people might have found?
Balls rolling down.
Oh,
all
there's
the time.
Always traps.
And look up the...
get your bag of sand.
Every temple has traps.
Yep. All right, let's see if we can figure out a way to get in. Smarts?
There's lots of openings.
Lots of openings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What I'm worried about is there any writing on here that might warn you about...
You kind of ride in.
Do not go to door number one.
Five.
From what you can say, it says, from what you can gather, ancient language stuff, it says the gate to heaven.
Yeah, so when you die, you go to heaven. So
the gate to basically heaven, actually probably afterlife or something.
And
the next
what did you get? Did you get a raise?
No, he didn't get a raise.
Okay.
So are they athletes?
Are they at call?
That's the best translation. You know, their idea of heaven probably wouldn't coincide with our
Catholic
idea of heaven.
Church.
But, you know.
That was down here.
That's
probably
odd.
An old missionary church.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. Yeah.
How did they?
One of the ancient Roman Catholics fell down a hole, found themselves here,
and built
Ziggurat Temple, and set the gate to heaven.
So
I'm not an archaeologist.
This is
like,
well over 2,000 years
here,
ago. So
why
no.
is Ziggurat?
Well, you know,
probably because
it's local,
common.
When is Shambhala?
Well, yeah,
locals.
Exactly.
It's Shambhala.
The locals,
okay.
You want to make sure that
right.
they
let's
don't get
forward.
Mad.
Right.
And
you know, the Catholic Church is very adaptable.
let's talk more.
Action.
More Nazi stomping. So
in we go.
You guys are moving through the temple, and give me notice checks.
Destroyed your archaeology.
Are you kidding me? I've seen his movies. He hasn't done an archaeology of archaeology in his life. No, he hasn't.
He got bored with the university.
Paperwork. Lots of survey.
Okay, so what's
been a looter?
Are you rolling?
I just noticed.
Okay, got it. But it's more the glamorous side of archaeology, apparently.
Okay, so you are able to look. You're able to see on the ground. There are boot marks,
specks of dirt,
and dust
and dirt
all over
years.
This one specific hallway. Okay.
That was my one. Yeah,
you need to be just kicking
in
the door, whatever's left.
You guys also see
that
there's
just
kicking in doors, and you actually, you actually can smell something up ahead that's actually down.
Is the investigation going to help any?
No.
Okay. Got
investigation's
it.
Paper.
That's
my
fault. Got it.
Yep.
Just trying to be helpful to him. Now he's in the front. Oh, yeah, I totally put you in front.
I'm right behind
this
you,
this is completely out of my lane.
Amazing, you know, he's riding down.
This
notes,
is not
whatever.
A city. This is not. I'll shoot it, though. Gladly shoot it.
Awesome.
just be on the watch out for, I don't know, poison darts and, you know,
poison darts
and pits and
there's
pits.
Yeah,
rolling rocks.
There's rolling rocks.
You know, we're in your movie now.
It's all in a day's work. I mean, come on.
You're in your movie now, so there has to be some sort of creepy crawly thing that's going to go all over us.
And the tarantulas that are on you, it's all good.
Ah! I don't have anything against tarantulas.
Snakes.
I don't have anything against snakes.
Let's say all that happens. And after that,
all that happens.
All that happens. We know what that looks like.
We find ourselves.
You come to an antechamber, so it's lowered, and much like an Umshiba. An Umshiba. An Umshiba. No, no, no.
Swing your bowels and we start.
Yeah.
Kalima.
Kalima.
Indy, give me a hug. Damn it, short round. I thought we got rid of you.
Yeah, so. You guys come to an antechamber that actually leads you to a looks like a subterranean city.
Yeah, he was a deputy.
Okay.
Yeah, he does. Okay.
So you're at a subterranean, it looks city.
Right.
Sweet.
And it's weird because it looks like the vegetation is growing from the ceiling downward. So the whole... And it's like this phosphorus kind of...
Prop midget trips on something that kind of knocks over and dies.
Bizarre, have you ever seen anything like this in the jungles where you live?
No.
Look like stars.
Only near Unkala.
Are there any people, signs of people?
Actually, you can tell just a little bit up ahead, there's a light beyond this, like fire. Fire.
Huh. Pull out my American flag, put that up.
Prop lights, whatever.
Prop midgets holding up lights.
Maybe I should, you want me to fly over and investigate? I could get there real quick. It won't be subtle, but you get there real quick.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Because Art could ride over.
It'll only take you 10 minutes maybe, tops. It's not that far away.
Lead on.
Like, you're looking down and you can see, if we go down here, this whole city, whatever, it's beautiful. It actually has water that's flowing down and there's gardens that are growing. And it's quite beautiful, yes. And all of the luminous plants, the incandescent plants are around. So it's lighting up. There's really no need for lights per se. There's light everywhere.
Getting distracted by the luminous fern.
Not like bright light, but it's light.
Yeah, like, phosphorescent light.
Yeah, like...
Never take samples. You never do.
No, it's always duskish, dawnish. You know, just where you can see.
Maybe write it down in an overhead.
Oh, Shadow, you should love this.
Yeah.
There we go. This is more like my face.
Yes. Shoves it in the book. Slaps the program.
Yeah, I'm going to like a path or...
What's the quickest way to get there?
8 plus 2.
Roll it again.
Roll the 8 again.
No, roll the 8 again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 9. So, you're able to say, this is the quickest way. What?
All
right. Oh, 11. He goes, this is the quickest way. This way right here. So, you're able to lead them. You're able to get them in less than like 6 minutes. Just quickly. Stealthily, whatever. Best way. And actually, you can hear...
it was the swinging from the vines that kind of got me, but it's okay.
So you guys come to... break in the buildings or whatever, and there's all these industrial lights. There's a giant, just huge tent that was made, and you can hear a little bit of drilling. You can hear some machines. You just hear a lot of barking of orders.
All in German.
All in German. Willie Lay is looking around at everything. Is this your mama?
I'm a velociraptor in the tent.
Sounds like trouble to me, really. Sounds
what
like
do you
trouble
do?
To me.
We should crash the party.
Yep.
I think we need to
camp.
I think we need to figure out if there's some place in particular that's else. Focusing.
If you got
and
some other...
No,
I was just going to go hide in the shadow and let you guys draw them out.
Actually, it's been glowing since you've gotten here.
Oh, since we've gotten here.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was getting like
brighter.
Warmer,
well, no, if it were, it would be getting closer at this site.
Why don't we drop the tent on most of them?
Sure. I'm for it.
Let's do it.
Drop the tent.
You can hear a.
I can sneak up and cut.
with my knife.
Then do it.
Which means what? What do we hear?
Okay.
Really? Stealth. Sneak up to the end of the tent and cut
He's telling them what is wrong, what is wrong. What is wrong, what is wrong? The other guys are saying, time! More time!
Yeah, we'll drop the tent on it. It'll be all good.
All right. Sneak up to the edge of the tent, cut the ropes.
Okay.
4, 5, 6.
6 is enough to sneak. They're not really looking. You go up. You snip.
I'm making snip, this a rocket-assisted bomb.
Snip. Snip, 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 and it drops.
Some help? I haven't turned anything yet.
Okay.
Ah. I can also trigger a device once per game.
Yep. This is just temporary, but I've got the device and I know how it works.
I'll save mine then.
Okay. The tent has dropped.
All right.
You would expect it to drop lower.
Oh, great. They're digging.
No, you would expect it to drop lower. It's not dropping.
It's not dropping.
It's like it goes over this
invisible thing.
No, not invisible. It's a tent. It's just surrounding it. And as that invisible tent, you hear that you heard a. You hear. And something just rips it off. And it's this giant
robot.
Well, it looks like a robot, except there's a dude inside of it.
Cool.
It looks very similar. Yes. Okay, go for it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Right here.
You're screwed.
That's not it.
What?
That's not it.
Oh, sorry, right here. I'm sorry, it was not. I'm on my last little.
Last mind.
So, what you see, I'll explain it, then tell me how you are going to kill it. what you see is all these German guys get out, and you see this thing go. And it's this almost stone looking, golem-y kind of thing, but there's a guy in sitting in kind of a harness, but it's like a. It's a smoothed out stone kind of sitting, and it looks like he's maybe a little too small for what's supposed to be inside of it. And it's almost as if the body is being held together by magnetics, not like there's not really joints. You know what I mean? Like it would turn all the way around. Yep. And as it's
what did you do? Malfunction?
Yep.
I know. But this is a good
one. I've used
this
one last time too. I've heard this used on you before. So he goes to the well, it kind of works with the story though too.
Exactly.
Because they were telling him more time. And as he goes, you hear a tick tick, and he goes, and you hear the guy. And he's yelling at these little scientists. Okay.
At about that time. Goodbye.
Yep. Did we roll jokers?
Yeah, no jokers.
We haven't had a joker yet.
You've done it so many times.
Me too.
10. Hey.
Thank you. Okay, Ace of Hearts.
All right. Well, I'm going to move and find some shadows.
Everywhere.
Yes.
The whole place.
And then I will take my action to aim at the guy in the suit.
Yeah, you can do it.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
That's okay. He can still take his.
No, I know that. You're gonna go. I know what you're doing.
Aim at the guy in the suit.
You're just gonna make aim at him. Okay, yep. Go for it.
That's it.
His round has been aimed.
Yeah. Just aim.
Oh, you're just aiming. Oh, perfect. Yep. You know the plus two.
No.
No.
Go ahead and get the cards.
Yep.
Okay, I just seized the day.
Yep, he is acting like he has a Joker.
Okay.
I rock it over to the guy, because he's in an open harness, right?
Open.
And I just, basically...
Yeah, I know what you're doing. It's sad.
Bye!
Boom! Yes. Yes. Okay. So, see how much it explodes.
Okay.
And see if there's any collateral damage.
All right, what kind of damage do you want me to have this thing do?
How?
Or do you want me to first roll to see how the...
I was guessing that you guys were, like, here, and Kazar was right near it. You might have collateral damage. I'm just wanting to make sure.
Well, I was going for the guy, and my understanding is that this is a fairly big thing.
Maybe it's tall as this room. Like, tall as this room.
And okay, because I was envisioning something much
taller. No, not a mecha.
Oh, okay.
No, like aliens.
Okay, then I'm not going to use the bomb.
Okay.
Then I will simply go up there and drag him, unhook the harness.
Yeah.
Well, off with you!
Yeah, it doesn't even look like he's in a harness. It looks like he's sitting in, like, rounded... You know what I mean? Like, there's a... Yeah. He sits inside of it.
Then I'll just pull him up.
Okay. Give me a...
That's what it is.
Give me a piloting and a fighting check.
Okay. Piloting. 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And fighting. 7.
Oh, yeah. 7. You were able to grab him and pull him out. He's just... Ah!
I'll let you go.
And he lands on a stalactite.
See how this thing works with a driver in it.
Oh my god. And you begin to just crush and smash all the nuts. Actually, it's malfunctioned. It can't go anywhere. He was going to be spending a ton of time. Scientists all are running. There's some troops that are coming.
Here's some more chaos.
There is a whole group of velociraptors that are related to that velociraptor.
There we go.
There we go.
They come and they, angry mob, they come and they start eating all of the Nazi soldiers.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's really cool looking when you think about it. You know, it's like, because I remember how it was in the
and then the little, and then one of them that comes and comes right under your hands.
Exactly.
So, and then...
You saved Mom!
Okay. Okay, you have defeated him. What does Indy do?
Is anybody left?
No, there's nothing left. Velociraptors killed everyone.
Then he just, you know, straightens the door, strikes a pose, you know, does his normal Indy thing.
This belongs to the museum.
Just kind of watching this whole scene.
I think, well, he picks up the phone, starts calling. Yeah, New York Museum.
They started arresting people.
So what I'm trying to tell you listening at home is that superhero games suck because superheroes always find a way around everything.
And he had reinforcements.
It was going to work one way or the other.
Yes. Okay, so good job, guys. You
and the shadow. And the shadow.
In folk here, the community adopts you as their...
That's their hero? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So the community of Velociraptors.
Yeah, the Velociraptors will be telling the story of the shadow for years.
So, once again, the League has kept the Earth safe.
And that one Nazi who's back in the drill, he gets to go back. He's still going back to jail.
Yes.
We'll try him in a court of law in New York City.
For assaulting an officer!
That's awesome. Good job, guys.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum.
drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.